10 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Tell Rough Riders Baseball.
Oh, once upon a midnight, dear, I woke with something in my head. I couldn't escape the memory of a phone call and of what you said. Like a game show contestant with a parting gift. I cannot believe my eyes when I saw through the thoughts of a trusted friend. And did you humor me and tell me lies? Yeah, humor me and tell me lies.
Tell Rough Riders Baseball. Minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
There are stars in the southern sky, southward as you go. There is moonlight and moss in the trees. Seven bridges roll. Now I have loved you.
6 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
In the dark, lying on its side. The ruins of the day, painted with a scar. And the more I straighten out, the less it wants to try. The feelings start to rot.
tell Rough Riders Baseball.
You're simpatico.
Minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Tell Rough Riders Baseball. Baseball is just 2 minutes away. Only 1 minute left till Rough Riders Baseball. Let's ride. CK Pregame Show on the HEB Riders Baseball Network, featuring the Andrews Distributing Pregame Interview, a look around the Texas League, and a closer look at today's game. Let's head out to the ballpark. Here's your host, Zach Bigley.
For the first time this year, the Rough Riders are down in San Antonio, where they have very much enjoyed themselves over the last four seasons. Hi, everybody, and welcome into Nelson W. Wolf Municipal Stadium. Very happy to have you along on this Tuesday night as the Rough Riders start out their series against the San Antonio Missions, the Padres affiliate. Frisco having won three games in a row, 17-10, the best record in the Texas League coming into tonight. What I meant by the Rough Riders have enjoyed themselves here over the years, Frisco is 61-27 against the Missions head-to-head since 2021. They are 34-7 here in this building, and they went 12-1 against the Missions last year in this ballpark. So it should be a lot of fun in this series, the Rough Riders and the Missions meeting for the first time this year. Frisco turning to Daniel Masaki on the mound, making his second start of the season. It's a bullpen day for the Rough Riders. Braden Nett, the number 9 prospect in the Padres organization, takes the ball for the Missions. We'll tell you more about them as we go forward, but our very own Tyler Danberg got to catch up with number 1 Rangers prospect Sebastian Walcott. Let's get you part 2 of that interview here on the Andrews Distributing pregame interview on the Cacique Pregame Show. More to come right after this on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
Our Rough Riders have a new partner, Cacique Foods. The nation's leader in Hispanic cheeses, creams, chorizo, and salsa is honored to call our DFW community home and is now a proud Rough Riders sponsor. With Cacique's authentic ingredients, you can add Mexican tradition and flavor to every meal. For more information about their products, visit caciquefoods.com. Find their delicious products at your favorite local supermarket, and let's cheer on our Rough Riders together. Authentic flavor, real moments. Cacique.
Come out to Riders Field on Sunday, May 18th, when the Riders host the Houston Astros-affiliated Corpus Christi Hooks at 6:05 for a Minecraft Movie Day and halfway to Halloween night, presented by Hat Creek Burger Company. Join our realm as we get ready for a Minecraft movie while wearing your best and scariest Halloween costumes. Be sure to dig into your special ticket offer, where you can purchase a Minecraft-themed hat for an add-on price of $14. For tickets, go to ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Welcome back into the Cacique Pregame Show. It's time for part 2 of our Andrews Distributing pregame interview with top Rangers prospect, Sebastian Walcott. How did you get into baseball?
My older brother, he started playing baseball before me. Because my dad was a basketball player and he wanted us to play basketball, but my brother chose baseball instead, and I think that was the best choice for me, you know. I had seen him, baseball definitely worked out, and, you know, I just want to thank my older brother for playing baseball, because I probably would have followed him and played basketball as well.
Is that where you get the height from, your dad?
Yeah, my dad is about 6'6", and my mom's 5'11", so I get my height from my parents for sure.
What's family like for the Walcott family?
We're fun. We're always cracking jokes. I would say my dad's probably the funniest in the family, because he's always cracking jokes. You know, my brother's always cracking jokes. I think we're just a funny family who just, you know, loves each other and, you know, just try to take care of each other as well.
When you were 11, you got the chance to play for International Elite Sports Academy, Jaron Sands, great Bahamian baseball talent himself. How important was getting the chance to play for International Elite?
I think it was great. You know, they definitely gave me the exposure that I needed to be able to sign a professional contract. Putting me out for scouts to see, and having playing child ball tournaments in South Florida, and I think that was a big key, because we didn't really know how to get exposure before that, so I think they really helped a lot with that process, and, you know, the connection that they have with the Rangers was definitely crucial, and I think that's how I'm with the Rangers now because of them.
How were you discovered?
I think through a showcase. Some scouts were out there, and I think they discovered me just showcasing in front of them, and, you know, just showcasing my talent, and I think everything just took off from there.
When you were 17, you went to the Dominican Complex and got your pro career started there. Being 17 years old, playing in a different country, what's that like, that transition?
You know, it's definitely tough, you know, moving to a foreign country like the DR, where the main language is Spanish, and I'm speaking English, so hanging around guys who don't speak the language I speak was definitely a little hard to get used to at first, but I think connecting with some of the guys, there's some bilingual guys there who spoke English as well, so I think being with those guys and helping them translate to communicate with other teammates was definitely good. You know, just being a DR was definitely a good experience, just for adversity, just to handle some stuff, and, you know, getting used to professional life, you know, it's not going to be easy, so I think that was definitely great for my development.
We're talking to Rough Riders shortstop Sebastian Walcott. Sebastian, who do you look up to? Who are your role models in baseball?
I would say Manny Machado. I definitely take some parts of my game from Manny Machado. Been watching him since 8 years old. Definitely a fun guy to watch play. Play elite defense, can swing it, and just a great player overall.
How important is Jazz Chisholm to you guys in the Bahamas that play the middle infield and look up to guys like him that are from the same background?
You know, having Jazz in the big leagues is very big for the Bahamian guys. You know, he's representing us at the highest level in baseball, and he's doing a good job of it. You know, he's playing great baseball, and I think he's giving us opportunities to help us succeed. You know, just being the guy he is and like playing such good baseball at the highest level, and I think that's great exposure for us. And I think a lot of guys will get opportunities just because of Jazz and him showcasing his talents, especially being from the Bahamas.
When that time comes, what would it mean to you to be one of the few players from the Bahamas to represent the country in the big leagues one day?
You know, it'll mean the world. Just been dreaming about it since a kid, you know. I think everybody's goal when they come into professional baseball is to play in the major leagues. Even if it's for a day or 20 years, you know, that one day is going to be special. And, you know, I'm just going to soak it all in.
Last thing for you. Outside of baseball, what do you go to? What do you like to do?
I'm a video games guy. MLB The Show, Madden, NBA 2K, those are my games right there.
How would you compare and contrast your skills to those in the clubhouse?
MLB The Show, I think I'm the best in the clubhouse. I haven't really played against much of the guys in the clubhouse, but if it really came down to it, like I'm the best in the clubhouse. Madden, we have some good players in Madden, some good players in the NBA, so they might give me a run for my money, but I say I get everybody MLB The Show for sure.
That's Rough Riders shortstop Sebastian Walcott. Sebastian, thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you, Tyler.
We got more of the Cacique pregame show coming up next.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night at the park with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders baseball excitement. Let's ride!
This is Dustin Harris, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
Welcome back on the Cacique pregame show. Rough Riders and Missions getting set for Game 1 of this six-game series at Nelson W. Wolf Municipal Stadium, a ballpark that opened back in 1994. The Rough Riders are 17-10 coming into today, atop the Texas League South, the best record in the Texas League, while San Antonio sits at 14-13. Through their first 27 games. Before we talk about today's game, let's get you the starting lineups brought to you by our friends at InTouch Credit Union. First, for the visiting Rough Riders, it's Alejandro Osuna in center field, riding his 16-game hitting streak, the second longest in minor league baseball. Sebastian Walcott, the shortstop, hits second, and Josh Hatcher is the right fielder, hitting third. Middle third, Keber Rodriguez at third base, Abimelech Ortiz at first, and Cam Colley at second. And the bottom third, Aaron Zavala in left, Luis Miesis the DH, and Ian Mahler catches today the caboose in the lineup. Once again, for Carlos Cardoza's Rough Riders, it's Osuna, Walcott, Hatcher, Rodriguez, Ortiz, Colley, Zavala, Miesis, and Mahler. Daniel Masaki makes his second start this season and his seventh overall appearance for the Rough Riders in a bullpen day for Frisco to start out the series. Here's the lineup he faces for Luke Montz in his third year as the manager for San Antonio. Kai Murphy, the center fielder, starts it, the former ASU product. Then it's Brandon Valenzuela, the catcher, and Romeo Sanabria is the first baseman hitting third. Moises Gomez is the left fielder. He cleans it up. Devin Ortiz at third base and Anthony Villar at second base. Bottom third, it's Marcos Castagnon, the DH, Joshua Mears in right field, and Francisco Acuna, the shortstop, in the ninth spot. Once again, it's Murphy, Valenzuela, Sanabria, Gomez, Ortiz, Villar, Castagnon, Mears, and Acuna, the starting nine for the San Antonio Missions. Braden Nett makes the start today for the Missions. He is making his first career start head-to-head against the Rough Riders. He pitched in one game last year at the AA level with San Antonio. He's making his sixth start this year, 0-3 with a 5.95 earned run average. As the Missions in their all-white uniform, tops and bottoms, and navy ball caps take the field, we're going to take a break for the national anthem. First pitch between the Rough Riders and the Missions is coming up next. Thanks for joining us on this beautiful sunsplash day in May. We'll be right back. This has been the Cacique Pregame Show on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
Welcome in summer this May with 16 games at Riders Field. The Twins-affiliated Wichita Windsor travel to take on the Rough Riders Tuesday, April 29th through Sunday, May 4th. Then, come out for the season's largest homestand, May 13th through May 25th, against the Astros-affiliated Corpus Christi Hooks and Athletics-affiliated Midland Rockhounds. For tickets, go to ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
The Covered Wagons at Riders Field offer the experience of the third baseline in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions with all-inclusive food and drinks from the Members Express, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride. The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Thirsty Thursday. Starting on May 22nd, fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket presented by Twisted Tea and enjoy the party at the Lazy River for just $25 with $2 Twisted Tea, Truly, and Drafts, and more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets at ridersbaseball.com or by calling at 972-334-1993. Let's ride. The Frisco Rough Riders would like to thank their sponsors for making this broadcast possible. Thank you to Baylor Scott & White Health, CoServe, InTouch Credit Union, Texas Republic Bank, Peak Roofing and Construction, USAA, Axis Custom Pools, Texas Farm Bureau, Astound, PMG, Benjamin Franklin Plumbing, Cacique, Rhythm Energy, Ewing Buick GMC, Classic Chevrolet of Grapevine, Game Day Men's Health, Crowder Law Firm, Antone's Pull Boys, At Creek Burger Company, Wild Fork Foods, McKinney Police Department, and Fast Signs Frisco for their support.
Now, let's get to the game.
Swinging a drive, deep into right center field. Torres at the wall, and a hit!
High drive to right. We are tied!
Deep to left, and gone!
It's time for another presentation of Rough Riders Baseball on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
The throw to the plate, and they got him! Looking, he watches it fly!
He got him!
The Riders are proud AA affiliates of the Texas Rangers since 2003.
Has he done it again? He has!
Slides and makes the catch!
It is in time to get him!
Evan Carter wins it for the Rough Riders with a walk-off single!
Hits goal!
Riders win it! Riders win! The game is over! Oh, baby, what a night!
And now, let's head out to the ballpark for the call of today's game. Here's the voice of the Rough Riders, Zach Bigley.
Winners of their last three in a row, the Rough Riders are back on the road as today they take on the San Antonio Missions for Game 1 of this six-game series. Hi, everybody, and welcome into Nelson W. Wolf Municipal Stadium. Zach Bigley alongside you, and happy to have you on this 88-degree Tuesday for May 6th baseball. The Rough Riders in Missions meeting for the first time this season. The Rough Riders dominated San Antonio a year ago, going 20-4 against them, and went 12-1 in this ballpark. We're ready for baseball. Alejandro Osuna in from the left side against the right-hander Braden Nett, getting the start for the Missions. The 22-year-old on the mound, right-hander on the hill, left-handed hitter in the plate. And the first pitch of the ball game is a fastball at the top of the zone. We are underway just a minute tardy at 6:06 on what is a very beautiful day for baseball. 88 degrees, it feels like, of 91, sun shining up above. The pitch. Osuna chops it softly out to second. Villar charges, picks, off-balance throw to first is in time to get Osuna, and there's one away. Well, Villar had to speed up his body to go and get that baseball picked off to his left side as he was falling away towards the mound through sidearm onto first just in time to get the speedy Osuna, and there's one away in this top of the first inning. First pitch is swung on and missed by Sebastian Walcott. It's 0-1. The Rough Riders shortstop hitting at .245 on the season. Though coming off a two-hit day on Sunday as the Rough Riders finished up their series against Wichita. The pitch is a check swing flare foul right side. And it's 0-2 on Walcott. Rough Riders shortstop, just 19 years old. You heard him with Tyler on our pregame interview brought to you by our friends at Andrews Distributing. 0-2. He takes outside, and it's one ball and two strikes. He was great on that interview. Such a smart young man and such an easy guy to talk to for his age. The pitch is low and outside. Two balls and two strikes. The Rough Riders have been very, very lucky with the players that have come through over the years, and Walcott just about as impressive as anybody. 2-2. Swing and a miss. Fastball burned right by him at 96 miles an hour, and there are two outs quickly in this first inning. Josh Hatcher hits now. Two outs, bases clear, just underway in the top of the first inning. Nett shoulders square off to the third base side, and the pitch is chopped foul on the right side, squibbing towards the Riders' first base dugout. It's 0-1. Nett, the number 9 prospect in the Padres organization. This season, 0-3 with a 5.95 ERA through five starts. 0-1. Hatcher swings and misses at a good pitch down low and inside the cutter. And it's 0-2. He goes with a four-seam fastball that will be in the mid to upper 90s. He's touched 99. A cutter, curveball, slider, and a changeup. 0-2. Misses outside with a breaking ball. That's the curve. And it's one ball and two strikes. The changeup is a hard changeup. He's experimented with a splitter as well, but doesn't throw it very often anymore. 1-2. Curveball. Dots the outside corner. Strike three called. So Hatcher down on strikes, and it's a pair of Ks for Nett in the first inning. We go to the bottom of the first. It's the Rough Riders nothing, and the Missions to the plate when we come back on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
At USAA, we know the best way to serve our members is by building the best team. So we're looking for talented people like you to join us. From claims and finance to tech and beyond. But it's not just skill sets and impressive resumes we're looking for. It's the unique qualities that everyone at USAA shares and the passion to make a real difference for our members. Search USAAjobs.com and find out what we're made of.
USAA, Equal Opportunity Employer.
Hey fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau insurance members get two free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member today.
You guys, I gotta tell you about a sound. For only $60 a month, This isn't just regular internet. It's a total game changer. Streaming, gaming, watching live TV with DirecTV. With Astound, you get it all. Get fiber-powered 1-gig internet with wall-to-wall Wi-Fi starting at $60 a month. Every room stays connected. It's simple. No surprise pricing. For a short time, get a free unlimited Astound mobile line. Still thinking about switching? Do it. Go to Astound.com now. Restrictions apply. See Astound.com for details.
It's time to start the bottom of the first on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
An impressive first inning for Braden Nett on the mound, and now the Rough Riders come to the plate in the bottom of the first inning. Or I should say the Missions come to the plate in the bottom of the first inning. Daniel Masaki on the mound for Frisco. Masaki making start number two for the Rough Riders. His first start was very good. He allowed just one run over four innings of work. In a spot start situation, six appearances for the right-hander out of Japan. First pitch to Kai Murphy, the left-handed batter. A fly ball lifted into left center field. Zavala cutting over to his left. He reaches into the air and pulls it out of the sky, one away. A one pitch, one out. Brandon Valenzuela, the hitter. Rough Riders kept Valenzuela in check last year. He hit just 179 against the Rough Riders, 10 for 56 last year. Left-handed batter, another one against the right-hander Masaki, who works from the stretch and pitches home. It's over the heart of the plate for a strike. It's 0-1. Masaki goes to the fastball, cutter, slider, and splitter combination, the four pitches, the splitter being his best out pitch, 0-1. Just misses down and in. And it's one ball and one strike. That time the fastball at 93 miles an hour. Masaki might slot into this Tuesday spot for the Rough Riders in a rotation that's had some question marks. The offering is low, and it's two balls and one strike. Trey Schupak went up to AAA Round Rock and made a spot start on Sunday, so Florencio Serrano made the start for the Rough Riders. Frisco bookended that series last week with bullpen days. 2-1. Line foul left side. And it's two balls and two strikes. Masaki started the Tuesday game, and then Serrano started the Sunday game. Frisco has now had four spot starts by relievers in the last 3 weeks. They've gone pretty well. Just one bad start from Serrano, who allowed five earned over 3 1/3 in Corpus. 2-2. Misses up and in with the splitter. Three balls and two strikes. But even that game was a little bit misleading. Corpus scored six runs in the fourth inning against him. He had previously gone three shutout innings. Overall, the Rough Riders, four games in which they've had a spot starter, a 4.38 ERA combined between those. But if you take out that one bad start by Serrano, numbers look a lot better. Just one run over nine innings. The pitch. A real little roller foul off to the right side. It's three balls and two strikes on Valenzuela still. The Rough Riders lost the first three games of that series last week against Wichita and then ended up taking the final three to split the series. They still have not lost a series so far this year. Played five. Pitch home. Valenzuela puts it in the air into center field. Osuna trots over to his left, saunters in, and makes the catch. Two up, two down in the bottom of the first inning for Romeo Sanabria. Sanabria has been the best hitter for this club. Romeo Sanabria, hitting 329 on the year, got off to a blazing hot start through his first five games, going 12 for 22. First pitch on the outside corner for a strike. It's 0-1. Bases clear, bottom of the first inning, nothing-nothing our score. He's hitting 250 since those first five games, but he has still been very good. The offering is cut on and missed. On the outside edge, it's 0-2 from Masaki. Sanabria went on the injured list last week with an ankle ailment, but he is now back and fully healthy. Open stance, left side, the pitch. A fly ball lifted into right center field. Hatcher darts over. He's got his eyes looking up towards the sky. Two hands it out of the air. And it's three fly ball outs for Misaki. One to left, one to center, and one to right for a 1-2-3 first. Top two next. Nothing our score on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
Mechanical Contracting Company for commercial and industrial companies and the official mechanical contractor for your Frisco Rough Riders. PMG operates on a relationship-first approach to service, and our team is dedicated to building long-term working partnerships that help us better serve our clients. As we come to understand your HVAC system better, we're able to provide better, more targeted interventions when you need them. To find out more about how we can help you, visit pmgservice.com.
Ewing Buick GMC is the official truck dealership of the Frisco Rough Riders and the number one Buick GMC dealership in North Texas. With an extensive selection of new and used vehicles and a long history of excellent customer service, Ewing makes it easy to find your next off-roading, tool hauling, kid carrying, hard working truck. Come by Ewing Buick GMC and experience why we're number one. Dallas North Tollway at Spring Creek Parkway or online at ewingbuickgmc.com.
Baseball is all about heart, and so are we. Ranked among the top heart and vascular hospitals by U.S. News & World Report, Baylor Scott & White The Heart Hospital Plano is committed to keeping our community strong, healthy, and ready to cheer on every pitch. When you win, we do too. We are proud to sponsor your Frisco Rough Riders. Learn more at bswhealth.com/theheart hospital.
This is Josh Young, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
Yeah, I was just hanging out. Rough Riders in Missions trade 1-2-3 first innings, and now Cable Rodriguez leads it off in a second for the Riders. Braden Nett threw just 11 pitches, 8 strikes. In fact, Daniel Misaki also threw 11 pitches, 8 for strikes in the bottom of the first. Rodriguez hitting at .333 this season, tied for third in the league. In the first pitch, he flicks it foul back behind home. It's 0-1. Rough Riders have made this place almost like a second home over the last four seasons. As we mentioned in the open, Frisco 34-7 in this ballpark since 2021. Nett steps off, wants a redo of the signs. Rough Riders went 12-1 here last year, including a seven-game sweep. Time called, Nate Diedrich, the crew chief, out from behind home and wants a reset of the pitch clock. He gets it. Nett into his wind in the 0-1. Swinging a chopper, one hopper right to the third baseman, Ortiz. He's got it head high. Crow hops and throws over to first to get Rodriguez. One away. Abimelech Ortiz takes his turn. This is a pitcher's paradise. It's a ballpark that is not symmetrical all the way around. The pitch. Ortiz swings at the first offering and lofts it into center field. Kai Murphy angles in a couple steps, now backs up a step and makes the catch. Two outs. It's 3-10 down the left field line. And then immediately it curves out where it's pretty deep to straightaway left field. The gaps are massive in this ballpark. 407 feet to center field, and then 340 down the right field line. First pitch to Colley. Fastball middle-middle for a strike. It's 0-1. The Rough Riders and Missions, nothing-nothing our score. Top of the second inning, bases clear, two outs. Every single season, the Missions are much better on the road than they are at home. The pitch is in the dirt, and it's one ball and one strike. That being offensively, they pitch better here in this ballpark. Their batting average difference is almost 35 points better on the road. The pitch. Chopper leaking foul down the third baseline. It's 1-2 on the second baseman, Colley. OPS difference of almost 80 points this year better on the road than here at home. Well, they have the second-best home ERA just to Arkansas in the Texas League, and that is also a pitcher's paradise. 1-2. Colley takes one in near the hands, a fastball. It's two balls and two strikes. On the road, the Missions have the ninth-best ERA in the Texas League. The pitch. Off the fist, a flare foul down the right field line. It's still two balls and two strikes, so the base is clear and two down and no score. San Antonio is 8-7 at home this year. 6-6 on the road. 2-2. Colley out in front this time. Twigs it foul on the left side on the ground, and it's still two balls and two strikes. The Rough Riders 8-4 on the road, much better than their mark at home. They have been fantastic away from Riders Field this year. 2-2. Swinging a broken bat ground ball, skimming along the grass out to shortstop. Acuna's got it and slings it over to first to retire Colley. It's 6-6, 6-6 for Braden Nett. We go to the bottom of the second inning. It's the Rough Riders nothing, the Missions nothing on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
The shift is about to get real. Of course, we're talking about Rhythm Energy's Power Shift Plan, which offers you out-of-the-park savings on your electricity bill. Our ACs are about to get put to work, so make the switch to Rhythm Energy's Power Shift Plan today and start saving. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Attention Rough Riders fans. Life throws fastballs, and when it does, you want the Crowder Law Firm batting for you. Darlena Crowder has secured over 350 not guilty verdicts in Texas. Now that's what we call a winning streak. Remember, with the Crowder Law Firm, it's more than just defense. It's a home run of resources with unlimited investigation services and no additional charges to you. So don't let a legal curveball catch you off guard. Team up with the champions of defense. Call 214-544-0061 and get Darlena Crowder and her team on your side today. The Crowder Law Firm, your heavy hitters in the courtroom.
Hey, this is Cooper Johnson, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Baylor Scott & White Health is ranked among the best hospitals in the nation. From cardiology to gastroenterology, they're here to serve you. Make an appointment today by going to bswhealth.com. Bottom half of the second inning, neither team has scored yet. Moises Gomez leads it off in the first pitch from Daniel Masaki on the way to the right-hander. Fastball clips the outside edge of strike. It's 0-1. Well, our rejoin in that inning was Cooper Johnson, and a very big congratulations to the former Rough Riders catcher now who received the AAA call-up announced today. Masaki's 0-1. It's low and outside, and it's one ball and one strike. Johnson was fantastic for the Rough Riders over the last couple of seasons, both offensively and behind the plate. This season especially, he was phenomenal throwing out base runners. The 1-1. Swing and a miss. Good pitch on the outside edge, the slider. One ball and two strikes on Gomez. Right-handed hitter leading off the second. So Johnson moving up, and the Rough Rider is receiving a new catcher on the roster. 1-2. Outside, missing on the slider. Two balls and two strikes. Cale Emschoff has joined the Rough Riders. Emschoff was with the Northwest Arkansas Naturals over the last couple of seasons in the Royals organization. Released in late April and then signed with the Rangers. 2-2. Lifted into left center field and hit fairly well, but Osuna curls under it into the gap, and he makes the catch off to his right. Another fly ball out for Masaki. All four outs today have been recorded via the fly out. Rough Riders nothing, and Missions nothing. Bottom of the second, one out, base is clear. Devin Ortiz stands in. Ortiz having a great start to the season, hitting .316 over 27 games with an .830 OPS. Misaki fires, just misses inside with the splitter. One ball and no strikes. That splitter, as we've talked about throughout the season, was learned in his youth growing up in Sao Paulo, Brazil. The pitch. That's fouled away to the right side. Fastball that time at 94 on the inner edge. 1-1. And it's been such an effective pitch for him, really his entire career, but especially this season. 60% of the time he throws it out of the zone, it gets chased by the hitter. 1-1. Outside corner, a strike, 1-2. That is very, very good. And he is so good at pitch pairing it with his fastball. One of the reasons why it is so effective. It has a bunch of late movement to it, almost the bottom falling out of it, the pitch. There it is. He missed it low. Two balls and two strikes. But when he throws the fastball at the bottom of the zone and then throws the splitter off of it, they almost look identical coming out of his hand, and they go completely in opposite directions on the vertical axis. It's incredible how effective that pitch is. He readies from the stretch of the pitch. He gets a roller foul on the left side. It's still two balls and two strikes. Misaki, 29 years of age. This is his 23rd career minor league start. His first one came all the way back in 2013. 2-2. Swinging a hard line drive past Walcott to his left, out into left center field. Zavala over to cut it off. Field spins and fires it back in. Ortiz held to a single. .104 on the exit velocity. On a one-hopper on the dirt. A rocket past Walcott. First hit of the day, first base runner for either side. Anthony Villar, the hitter. Former Miami Hurricane in from the left side. Pull side shift on the Rough Riders infield. Frisco wearing their red tops, red ball caps, and gray pants today. The pitch. Swinging a foul back off the fist into the netting, and it's 0-1. Villar finished the year last year with San Antonio. Played in the Puerto Rican Winter League with the Gigantes de Carolina. Had a wonderful winter league season there. The 0-1, a swing and a miss on the outside end. 0-2 on Villar. He had .368 with six doubles in just 21 games in Puerto Rico this offseason. And now back here in San Antonio. 0-2, down in the dirt. Mahler tries to block, though it's off of his glove to his right. And that allows Ortiz to move up. A wild pitch from Misaki. Splitter for Misaki. Just buried it in the dirt. So runner at second, one down. Nothing our score, and the pitch. Cut on and missed for strike three. Another splitter for Misaki. There's his first strikeout of the day, and there are two down. There's that devastating pitch. He was actually in the zone this time, not out of the zone. But Villar was so far out in front of it, he got the swing and miss. So Marcos Castagnon stands in. Castagnon hit a couple of home runs against the Rough Riders last year, but for the most part, Frisco kept him in check. The pitch. Outside corner, a strike, and it's 0-1. As you might expect with the Rough Riders going 20-4 head-to-head against San Antonio last year, they had some pretty good numbers overall against them. Frisco had a 2.94 ERA head-to-head against San Antonio last year. 0-1. Dips off the outside corner, and it's one ball and one strike. Rough Riders won that average game against San Antonio last year by a score of 5-3. They played a ton of close games, especially here in this ballpark. A lot of close games where the Rough Riders came from behind late to win. 1-1. Swing and a miss. Another splitty. One ball and two strikes. Two outs, Ortiz in second. Nothing our score. Mentioned Cooper Johnson getting the promotion. San Antonio is probably pretty happy to see him go. In 13 games last year head-to-head, he hit five homers with an over 1,100 OPS head-to-head against the Padres affiliate. 1-2. Check swing, and he just caught a piece, squibbing back behind home to the right. A foul ball, and it's one ball and two strikes on Castagnon still. There are a lot of hitters who had a lot of success in this Rough Riders order against the Missions. Frisco pretty much dominated in every facet in that head-to-head series last year. 1-2 off the outside corner, missing with the splitty. Two balls and two strikes to Castagnon. Misaki threw just 11 pitches in that first inning, and this has been a bit more laborious of an inning for him. This will be the 22nd pitch of the frame upcoming. Blue glove at the belt, ready from the stretch. He brings it. It's low off the outside corner. Another split finger. He's gone full on Castagnon. Three balls and two strikes. Misaki holds his glove off to the left side of his head, looking in for his sign. With it pointed backwards at second base, he stretches. And now the pitch is a fly ball hit to center field. Osuna sprints back a couple steps, eases into a jog, stops his feet, reaches up and makes the catch, and the inning is over. A base hit and a runner left in scoring position, but no runs on the board for San Antonio. We go to the top of the third next. 0-0 our score on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
Let the dogs out this year at Riders Field for Bark in the Park. Bring your four-legged furry friend out for a Rough Riders baseball game and enjoy out on the HEB family lawn. Dogs are admitted free to the game alongside a human with a ticket. See you at Bark in the Park this summer. Let's ride.
Ladies and gentlemen, baseball fans of all ages, Game Day Men's Health is your premier destination for men's wellness. As we enjoy America's favorite pastime, Game Day Men's Health wants to remind you to prioritize your health and well-being. Are you or your partner feeling fatigued, having trouble focusing, or struggling to maintain a healthy weight? Game Day Men's Health is here to help. Their expert team specializes in testosterone replacement therapy, weight loss programs, erectile dysfunction treatments, and peptide therapy designed to help you tackle life's challenges head on. Visit Game Day Men's Health today and start feeling like an MVP in your own life. Don't wait. Visit GameDayMen'sHealth.com/Rough Riders to schedule your free consultation. Game Day Men's Health, proud partner of the Frisco Rough Riders. Play ball.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
We've reached the top of the third on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
Aaron Zavala starts the top of the third inning in a scoreless game. First pitch outside, one ball and no strikes. Bottom third of the order for Frisco against Braden Nett, who has gone six up and six down against the Riders. 1-0. Zavala takes inside, two balls and no strikes. Nett has induced four balls in play and two strikeouts with the six batters faced. 2-0 rather is rifled into left center field. Gomez going back. It's over his head. Bounces up off the warning track and up against the fence. Zavala motors into second base and he's in there with a rocket of a double. 100 miles an hour on the exit velocity. Aaron Zavala doubling into left field, his fourth double of the year. And he's in scoring position to start the third. Luis Miesi's bats now. Well, the Rough Riders in business in the third inning. Nett working from the stretch for the first time today now. Works from the first base side of the rubber, glove at the belt. Peers back towards second. Kicks home. Meaces takes a fastball for a strike on the inside edge. It's 0-1. Nett was signed as a non-drafted free agent out of St. Charles Community College. A JC that has never produced a big leaguer. He readies in the 0-1. Check swing roller right back to the hill. He throws to third, and Zavala knocks the ball out of Ortiz's glove. It goes into foul territory, and Zavala comes in to score. He slid in, and Ortiz had the ball in his glove. As soon as he made contact, it rocketed out into the Mission's dugout on the third base side, and Meaces takes second. What a break for the Riders. They lead it 1-0. He was dead to rights at third base. It was a perfect throw from Nett, but instead of an out, it's a run for Frisco. So 1-0 in the third. Meaces on the fielder's choice is up to second base on the error. Now the pitch to Muller is high, and it's 1-0. So not a conventional way to get on the board, but the Riders will take it nonetheless. Put the ball in play and good things can happen. It was just a little check swing roller right back to the hill. Stretching the 1-0 to Muller, the 9-hole hitting catcher. He pops it up off the end of the bat, right side, foul ground. Sanabria right near the warning track makes the two-handed squeeze in the first base coaching box. And there's one out. Top of the order, Alejandro Osuna, second time through. Left-handed hitter, right-handed pitcher. Rough Rider is a 1-0 advantage in the third inning. Right-hander readies and brings it in. And time called right before that. Pitch clock violation. Just took too long. And it's 1-0. Nate Diedrich is our home plate umpire. Justin Jeska, our first base umpire. And Jonathan Rector at third. Three-man Texas League umpiring crew. 1-0. In tight on Osuna. 2-0. Osuna bounced out to second. His first trip up. Riding a 16-game hitting streak, which is the second longest active streak in all of minor league baseball. The pitch. He spoils it. Foul out of play in the air left side. It's 2-1. The only streak that's longer is Tommy White for Lansing, an A's product. If you're a college baseball fan, he was part of that amazing LSU team that won the College World Series 2 years ago. He's hit in 17 straight. So one more than Osuna. 2-1. Swinging a foul in and out of Valenzuela's glove behind the plate. It's 2-2 on the curveball down and in to the left-handed batter. Since April 15th, when this streak started for Osuna, his .393 batting average is first in all of AA and 10th in minor league baseball. Raised the average to .317. The pitch. He swings and puts it in the air down the left field line. Gomez, a long run in towards the line, still running, and he tracks it down in fair territory. Meaces hustles back into second. Belly flops in safely ahead of the throw. Two down. Sebastian Walcott, the hitter for the Rough Riders, leading 1-0 in the top of the third. Meaces remains at second base. Net ready from the stretch, entirely in the shade. He readies and deals. Outside to Walcott, 1-0. Walcott struck out swinging in the first. There's a slight overhang at the ballpark, Nelson W. Wolf Municipal Stadium. It has cast a shadow over the top of Net, the pitcher, who comes home and misses outside. 2-0. Every other fielder past the mound is fully in the sunshine still. Valenzuela, the catcher, in the shade, and the hitter, Sebastian Walcott, as well. Here's the stretch. And the 2-0 pitch. Low and away. 3-0. The sun is setting to our right, staring out at the field. So the sun is in the eyes of Moises Gomez, the left fielder. The pitch. That clips the bottom of the zone. 3-1 on the Riders' shortstop. Good hitter's count for the 19-year-old who pinwheels the two-tone bat out to the hill, locks it parallel to the ground over his right shoulder. 3-1. Swing and a miss. Man, a 3-1 breaking ball that just disappeared off the outside corner. 3-2 to Walcott, who calls time, adjusts his bright red batting gloves. They're Rangers red batting gloves and left arm sleeve, clashing with his maroon Rough Riders red top and helmet. The 3-2, swing and a miss. Chase the breaking ball off the outside corner for strike three, and the Rough Riders are turned away in the third, but a run comes across on a hit and error and one left on. It's 1-0. Rough Riders lead it to the home half of the third. UGB, Riders Baseball Network. Here's a roofing reality. Texas is the number one state for hail damage claims. As a result, the type of roofing material you choose directly affects your insurance premiums. The more impact-resistant the material, the bigger the discount. Not only can roofing materials reduce your monthly cost, they may protect you from replacing your roof after severe storms. Let us help determine if impact-resistant options like Class 4 shingles are the right choice for your home. Family-owned and operated, Peak Roofing and Construction has provided honest inspections and estimates on roof, gutter, and window projects in the DFW for 15 years. Visit us online at peakroofingconstruction.com.
Axis Custom Pools is the official pool builder of the Frisco Rough Riders. A veteran-owned company located in Anna, Texas, Axis Custom Pools services all throughout the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex area. Axis Custom Pools can create your dream outdoor oasis to accommodate any backyard. Give us a call today or visit our website to book your free design consultation and check out our Facebook page for monthly giveaways. Axis Custom Pools, proud partner of the Frisco Rough Riders.
If you're looking to upgrade your vehicle, the opportunity to save on a new Chevy is at Classic Chevrolet in Grapevine. Shop Classic Memorial Day pricing all month long. Holiday savings you need from the back-to-back number one Chevy dealer in the world. Plus, trade-in values are surging. If you missed the last time, this is your redemption story. We'll pay you top dollar. Opportunity doesn't wait. Visit ClassicChevrolet.com now. Together, let's drive.
Based on new Chevrolet registrations 2023 and 2024.
This is Josh Steven with the Frisco Rough Riders. You're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Rough Riders lead it 1-0 into the bottom of the third inning from the Wolf. Zach Bigley alongside you. Joshua Mears in the 8-hole leads it off against Daniel Misaki. And the first offering from the right-hander is fouled back into Mahler's glove. It's 0-1. 8-9-1 due up in this third. Mears to be followed by Francisco Acuna and then Kai Murphy at the top of the card. Misaki has faced just one over the minimum through two. 0-1. Dives off the outside corner in the dirt to the backstop, and it's 1-1. Misaki allowed a single in the second inning to Devin Ortiz. That's the only base runner against him. He readies here from the stretch. And the 1-1. Rides inside with a fastball. Cut on and missed, and it's 1-2. Misaki in his last start went 55 pitches over four innings. His pitch count is probably going to be around 65 as the ground ball goes to third. Rodriguez gloves and throws onto first to get him. There's one away. Ground ball out to third base. One down in this bottom of the third inning. 1-0 Rough Riders. Francisco Acuna hits.
Francisco Acuna.
Acuna, shortened stature, right-handed batter, open stance from the right side, high navy socks with his white uniform. The pitch. Breaking ball comes up and in on him, and it's 1-0. Misaki around the 60 to 65 pitch mark, it looks like he's going to be inserted into this Rough Riders starting rotation. The pitch is up and in again, and it hit him. And Misaki lost that offering. It was the splitter just slipped out of his hand. Hit by pitch with one out. Puts Acuna aboard. Good speed on the base pass now. 6 for 6 in stolen bases. Top of the order for Kai Murphy. He lined out to left the opposite way on the first pitch of the bottom half of the first inning. Left-handed hitter. The pitch. Down and in. 1-0. Murphy, the former Arizona State Sun Devil. He started his college career at Oregon State and then transferred, starting in 2021 to Arizona State. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Nasty slider down low and inside. 1-1. He was a two-way player at ASU his first year there. There was a reason why he wanted to go to Arizona State, not only because he grew up in Arizona. His dad has a long history at Arizona State. His dad is Pat Murphy, who was a longtime head coach at ASU and is now the manager for the Milwaukee Brewers. 1-1 is rifled down the left field line. Zavala giving chase. He can't get it. Lands in, rolls all the way to the fence. Acuna up to third. He gets the stop sign from Luke Monts. And their runners at second and third with one down in the third inning. Got a splitter hanging on the outside corner and shot it the opposite way. Misaki gives up the hard hit double. Brandon Valenzuela, the hitter, in the two spot of the order. Fly out to center field in the first. Rough Riders infield plays the left-handed hitter to pull. 1-0 Frisco, bottom of the third, 2-1. The pitch. Down and in. First pitch splitter. 1-0. Danger time against Misaki. Here's the stretch and the 1-0 pitch. Down and in again, and it hit him in the back foot. Second hit by pitch of the inning. Bases are loaded now for San Antonio. And Romeo Sanabria, the due batter. Pulls the pitching coach Julio Valdez out of the dugout to have a chat. I want to remind you that Rhythm Energy is offering affordable rates and top-notch customer service. Rhythm puts all its energy into serving you. Switch and save in minutes by going to GotRhythm.com. So not only are the bases loaded here for San Antonio, but you're facing their most dangerous hitter. Romeo Sanabria, who's the number 17 prospect in the Padres organization. Flying out to right field his first trip. Hitting .329 on the season. Last year against the Rough Riders, he was fantastic in 6 games. He walked 9 times in those 6 games, hitting .444 against the Rough Riders, 8-18. He bats with the bases loaded. And the pitch. It's down and in, 1-0. Sanabria has had hits come in bunches this year. He has only 4 games in which he's had 1 hit. He has 8 multi-hit games this year. 1-0. Pierces the inside edge for a called strike. It's 1-1. Everybody clap your hands. A left-handed batter was an 18th rounder out of Indian River State Junior College in Florida. Open stance, the pitch. He checks his swing, takes just down and in. 2-1. Misaki with that splitter can induce ground balls, and this is a great situation for him to get a ground ball. Bases loaded, one out. He readies and fires. There's a fly ball lifted down the left field line. Zavala on a dead run over towards the line, reaches up, makes the catch. Runner from third, Acuna tagging and comes home. He ties the game with a sac fly. One ball game, bottom of the third. Two down for Gomez. Moises Gomez flew out to center field in the second. Gomez, powerful right-handed hitter. The pitch is a line drive hit to shortstop over Walcott into left for a hit. Runner right, Murphy waved around third. The throw not in time, and it's 2-1. Moises Gomez, RBI single into left. Brandon Valenzuela moves up to second. And Devin Ortiz is the batter. Well, it's hard to get him up over the shortstop, Sebastian Walcott, who stands at 6'4", but it was just over his outstretched glove at 103 off the bat. Moises Gomez with the RBI single. Two runs for San Antonio in the third. They lead it 2-1. Misaki gives up two runs in an outing for the second time this year. That's his season high allowed. First pitch to Ortiz is high, missing with the splitter. One ball and no strikes. Ortiz singled it in the second. Misaki blue glove at the belt. The pitch. Ground ball chopped up the middle. Colley makes a sliding backhanded stop from center. Fires to first and Ortiz can't pick it. It bounces out in front of him. Valenzuela comes down from third and scores. It's 3-1 Missions. Nearly a spectacular play by Colley, backhanding the ball on a sliding stop on the shortstop side of the second base bag. From his second base position, he got up and threw low onto first. Ortiz tried to scoop it out of the dirt, but instead vaulted it back towards second base on the ground. And that allowed Valenzuela to wheel around third and score. So Ortiz aboard. And Anthony Villar is the batter. The pitch. Inside, one ball and no strikes. So runners at first and second and two outs. The scoring has yet to come in. What that will more than likely be is a base hit and a throwing error on Collier to allow the run to come into score. The pitch is chopped foul at the plate, and Villar is even in the count, 1-1. And there it is. So no RBI for Devin Ortiz. Single E4. It's a tough break for the Riders. 3-1 Missions, bottom half of the third. Misaki readies and rocks home. Just off the outside edge. Two balls and one strike. Villar struck out swinging against Misaki in the second, still his only strikeout. Infield to pull for the left-handed hitter. And the offering. Just inside. Three balls and one strike. Left-handed hitter. Very close stance. And he calls for time and steps out. This Missions team won their last two games against Corpus Christi last week here at home, including a walk-off on Sunday. They ended up splitting the series with the Missions, losing games 2, 3, and 4. The pitch. Down and in for ball four. So Villar draws a walk and the bases are loaded again. Jancer Lara has started to loosen in the Rough Riders bullpen down the right field line. Marcos Castagnon is the ninth man up to the plate in this inning. 3-1 our score, Mission's lead. Two outs, bases loaded, bottom of the third. Misaki ready from the stretch. He lifts the leg and deals. Fastball splinters the outside corner, a strike. It's 0-1. Mission's got off to a very hot start. They started 5-1. Then started 9-4. Since then, they are just 5-9. The pitch. Swing and a miss. There's a good splitter. Dancing near the bottom of the zone. 0-2 on Castagnon. Misaki deals in. Down to the dirt. Mahler keeps it in front on a nice backhanded pickup. One ball and two strikes. The San Antonio team is anchored by an elite bullpen. Their 2.97 bullpen ERA is the best in the Texas League, replacing Wichita in that category. The pitch. Swinging a chopper, weakly hit, third baseline. Rodriguez has got it, steps in the third base bag, and the inning is over. But a very fruitful inning for the Missions. They scored three runs and lead it 3-1 to the top of the fourth on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
Baseball is all about heart, and so are we. Ranked among the top heart and vascular hospitals by U.S. News & World Report, Baylor Scott & White The Heart Hospital Plano is committed to keeping our community strong, healthy, and ready to cheer on every pitch. When you win, we do too. We are proud to sponsor your Frisco Rough Riders. Learn more at bswhealth.com/theheart hospital.
Antone's Famous Po' Boys are handmade daily right here in Texas. With recipes that haven't changed since 1962, it's no wonder generations of Texans have enjoyed these iconic Po' Boys. Each Antone's Po' Boy is wrapped in white butcher paper and made with the highest quality meats, cheeses, chow chow relish, and pickles, all on their fresh French bread. Mustang fans can grab them on SMU's campus or at the stadium. University of Dallas fans can also find it on campus. Pick up your Po' Boy at your local HEB, Kroger, Market Street for Tom Thumb. Antone's is a proud sponsor of Rough Riders Baseball.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
This is Cam Cawley, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Rough Riders come to the plate trailing 3-1 in the top of the fourth inning. It's 3-4-5 due up. Josh Hatcher to be followed by Caber Rodriguez and Abimelech Ortiz. Braden Nett goes to work against the left-handed hitting Hatcher. Swinging a foul back off the fist. Kicks off the sweet level and down to the stands where a fan makes a catch on one bound off the concrete. 0-1 on the right fielder who struck out looking in the first inning. Nett pitches. Fastball sizzles outside, and it's one ball and one strike. Nett allowed the first run for the Rough Riders in the third. 1-1. Swinging a foul right back off the home plate umpire, Nate Diedrich's mask. Goodness, that was a hard foul ball back off of him. And immediately the training staff emerges from the third base home dugout. Athletic trainer Juan Pena taking a look at Diedrich. Now, that wasn't a glancing blow. That was a direct shot right back off his mask. And immediately Valenzuela, the catcher, jumped up and grabbed him to make sure he wasn't going to fall back. And he's getting checked out. Umpires don't usually get enough recognition for hanging back there and taking some nasty foul tips, just like the catchers do. Get some water. And he's good to go. One ball and two strikes on Hatcher. Net so far has allowed just one hit. The run he allowed was unearned on an error by third baseman Devin Ortiz. The pitch, way up and outside, two balls and two strikes. He struck out four through three innings and has not walked a batter. He's been good so far. The lone hit he allowed was an Aaron Zavala double. 2-2. Hatcher takes strike three, called in the outside corner. Nasty pitch on the outside edge. Cutter from Braden Nett. Backdoored him. One down for Caber Rodriguez. Grounded out to third in the second inning. 3-1 missions, top of the fourth. Offering home. Fastball. Rides across the outside corner. It's 0-1. Time now for our Avondale Dealerships Road to the Show spotlight. 0-1. Ground ball, just fair, inside the first base bag, rolling all the way down to the corner. Rodriguez up to second base. He's turning on the Jets. Now he gets the stop sign at second. He's there with a double. And the Riders have two hits today. Both of them have been two-baggers. That time he got a fastball in the middle of the plate and just rolled it down the first base line. Sanabria, the first baseman, was playing way off the bag because it was an opposite field hit for Rodriguez. And that just hugged the chuck, rode it like a train all the way down into the corner. And the Riders have a runner in scoring position for Bimelec Ortiz. Net from the stretch. And he delivers in. Breaking ball just high. One ball, no strikes. Our Avondale Dealerships Road to the Show spotlight. Evan Carter is back up in the big leagues. Very happy for Evan. Started the season with AAA Round Rock. Stretch in the 1-0. Fastball. Just high. Two balls, no strikes. Carter lined into an unassisted double play in his first at-bat, but hit it very hard. To make room for Evan, the Rangers made some moves. Here's the stretch of the 2-0 on the inside corner for a strike, and it's 2-1 on Ortiz. Cutter from net. Leone Taveras was put on waivers by the Rangers, and he was picked up earlier today by the Seattle Mariners. Right-hander readies in the 2-1. Fouled in and out of Valenzuela's glove, back behind home, and it's two balls and two strikes. Riders trailing 3-1, top of the fourth, one out, runner at second. So the former Rough Rider Leody Taveras' Rangers career, at least for now, has come to an end. And we wish him the best. He was a fantastic Rough Rider in 2019, and then back on rehab as well. Rodriguez dances from second, the 2-2. Breaking ball, fouled into Valenzuela's glove for strike three. The curveball from Nett, and Nett's his sixth strikeout. Cam Colley dances to the plate now. 3-1 Rough Riders. They trail the Missions here in the top of the fourth inning. Colley bounced out to shortstop in the second. Stretch of the pitch. Swinging a soft ground ball to the left of short. Acuna over to his left. He gobbles and throws out Colley, inning over. Well, the Rough Riders get a double from Caber Rodriguez, but that's it. Bottom of the fourth next. We'll get a call to the bullpen when we come back with Jancer Lara. 3-1 Missions on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
Here's a roofing reality. Texas is the number one state for hail damage claims. As a result, the type of roofing material you choose directly affects your insurance premiums. The more impact-resistant the material, the bigger the discount. Not only can roofing materials reduce your monthly cost, they may protect you from replacing your roof after severe storms. Let us help determine if impact-resistant options like Class 4 shingles are the right choice for your home. Family-owned and operated, Peak Roofing and Construction has provided honest inspections and estimates on roofing. roof, gutter, and window projects in the DFW for 15 years. Visit us online at peakroofingconstruction.com.
My dad is a proud Girl Dad. Right, Dad?
Yep.
And he knows Girl Scouts is more than just cookies.
It is.
It's a place where I fit in, where I can be my crazy self, and my friends get me. Right, Dad?
Yes.
And Dad likes it because I'm getting more confident every year. Right, Dad?
You sure are.
So, if you're a Girl Dad, check it out.
It's a real home run.
Dad, join Girl Scouts at gsnetx.org/roughriders.
Howdy, Rough Riders fans. Are plumbing problems throwing you a curveball? Knock it out of the park with Benjamin Franklin Plumbing, the exclusive plumbing partner of the Frisco Rough Riders. We share a commitment to patriotism and excellence. In fact, if there's any delay, it's you we pay. Step up to the plate and get our double deal. No trip charge plus $50 off any plumbing repair. Don't strike out with subpar service. Text Book It to 833-201-1776. Benjamin Franklin Plumbing will have your home running smoother than a well-executed double play.
This is Sebastian Walcott, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Jancer Lara gets a swing and a miss from Joshua Mears to start off the fourth. It's a Benjamin Franklin Plumbing call to the bullpen. Lara, the first out of the pen for the Rough Riders today. He offers home to the eight-hole hitting Mears, and it's outside with a slider. One ball and one strike. Day is done for Daniel Misaki, who allowed three runs over his three innings of work. They were all earned. He came on four hits. He struck out one and walked one. Lara kicks in. Outside with a slider. It's two balls and one strike. Misaki certainly not the start he would have liked, allowing all three runs in that third inning. Things kind of unraveled. A couple of hit-by-pitches really hurt him in that inning. 2-1. Way outside with a fastball. 95, and it's three balls and one strike. But nonetheless, Rough Riders trail 3-1 in this fourth inning. Lara, the right-hander, works from the first base side of the rubber and brings in the 3-1 pitch. Outside for ball four. Mears works a leadoff walk in the fourth inning. Lara making his sixth appearance with the Rough Riders. Across eight innings, he surrendered four earned. Struck out seven and walked four. Francisco Acuna in from the right side. Acuna was hit by a pitch in the third, and the offering is on the outside corner. The slider for a strike, it's 0-1. Acuna had a crazy hot stretch earlier this year in which he hit home runs in four consecutive games, ended up hitting five home runs over a six-game span. The pitch is across the outside edge, belt high for a strike, it's 0-2. Those are all five of his home runs. They came during that span. Is a very streaky hitter. Lara readies and fires. Swinging a little lofted ball into right center field. It dunks down for a hit. Mears hits the bag at second. He motors into third. And there are runners on the corners with nobody out for San Antonio. 0-2 pitch. Got a slider on the inside edge. And just fought it off the fist. In right center. Murphy, the batter. Three runs on five hits now for the Missions. One run on two hits for the Rough Riders. This Frisco pitching staff during this three-game winning streak has been fantastic. Really, everything has been clicking for the Rough Riders during this winning streak as the first pitch is bounced to second. Colley's got it. On to second for one. Walcott to first, not in time. Ty Murphy beats out the double play and knocks in a run. Mears comes down from third to score. It's now 4-1 San Antonio on the RBI fielder's choice. One down, Acuna out at second.
Brian Valenzuela, who was hit by a pitch and scored a run in the third, steps in. Lara comes home. He fixed a slider on the outside corner. 0-1. Rough Riders' pitching staff over the last three games had a 1.33 ERA. Stretching the pitch. Nudges the outside edge at the bottom of the zone. A strike. It's 0-2. The bullpen as well had been dominant, allowing just one earned run over 19 in the third innings. And in the first inning here on the road, Lara surrenders a run. 0-2, runner takes off, swing and a miss. Muller fires down to second. The tag, not in time. Walcott thought he slapped down the tag on top of Ty Murphy, but it was not in time. So a strikeout for Valenzuela. Ty Murphy is now 3-for-5 in stolen bases this year. Romeo Sanabria, 0-for-1 today with a sacrifice fly, bats from the left side. 4-1 missions, bottom of the fourth. Lara readies, peeps back towards second, now comes home. He misses down to the dirt. Murphy heads on to third. Muller blocked it, but lost it right behind him. Wild pitch. And time called. Muller goes out and has a chat with Lara. I mentioned the Rangers in action against Boston at Fenway Park. Jock Peterson just knocked in Corey Seager on a ground rule double to make it 2-0. Well, the Rangers starting to get some offense going. The pitch. Sanabria watches on the inside corner for a strike. It's horizoned at 1-1. And Dolis Garcia. Sacrifice fly to make it 3-0. And how about that? Evan Carter, an infield single. The pitch is a swing and a miss, and it's 1-2 on Sanabria now. So the Rangers starting to get to Lucas Giolito in this fourth inning in Boston. It's great to see. 1-2 on Sanabria, runner at third, two down. One run in the bottom of the fourth. Lara pitches. Punched foul out of play down the left side of the air. 1-2. Great to see from the Rangers. Mentioned some of the moves that were made with Leody Taveras getting put on waivers. Also changed some things around their coaching staff, hiring Brett Boone as their hitting coach. 1-2. Up and outside, missing with a fastball. Two balls and two strikes. Boone starting as a hitting coach today. Very excited to see how that works out. His first coaching job. Of course, long, long history of Boone family in baseball. The 2-2 is sent in the air. Foul down the left side again. It's still two balls and two strikes. Of course, his brother is Aaron Boone, the manager for the Yankees. Brett himself, three-time All-Star. Two-time Silver Slugger. Also won 4 Gold Gloves. Has a good second baseman defensively. 2-2. Hard line drive off of Walcott's glove at shortstop and out into center field. Murphy comes down from third and scores, and Sanabria drives in the fifth run of the game for the Missions. A line drive right at the shortstop Walcott, who leapt up in the air and at the apex of his leap and clanked off of his glove and caromed out of the center field. A play that he'll probably tell you he should make, but that'll go down as a base hit. So an RBI single to center field. And Moises Gomez, the hitter. Right-handed batter. And the right-handed pitcher brings it in. It's down and in, one ball and no strikes. If you're a big Texas League fan, you might remember the name Moises Gomez. 2022, he was a Springfield Cardinal. Got off to an insane start, the pitch. Fouled back into the netting, and it's 1-1. Through 60 games, he hit 23 homers for Springfield. And over 1,100 OPS. Rough Riders didn't end up seeing him that year. But he got off to a very hot start. The pitch. He swings and grounds it to the left side. Off Rodriguez diving to his left. And he can't get to it to get a throw off in time. So another infield single. This time a great effort by Rodriguez, stepping a dive to his left off the edge of his glove. And it's another hit. Seven hits now for the Missions. They lead 5-1. Devin Ortiz, the batter. That April for Springfield, Gomez hit 11 home runs in 17 games. The pitch. Strike on the upper edge outside corner to Ortiz, who's 2-for-2 today. He hit .429 in those 17 games. In 17 games, he knocked in 25 runs. Talk about a great start. It was back in 2022 for Springfield. The pitch. A fly ball lifted into left center field, hanging up in the air. Osuna curls underneath of it in left center, makes the catch, inning over. Another fruitful inning, though, for the Missions. They score twice and lead 5-1. We go to the top of the fifth next on the AGB Riders Baseball Network.
How does up to 20 hours a day of super cheap electricity sound? With Rhythm Energy's Power Shift Plan, they're all yours. Just do your best to shift big appliances away from peak hours and get rewarded with super cheap rates the rest of the day. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more.
To upgrade your vehicle, the opportunity to save on a new Chevy is at Classic Chevrolet in Grapevine. Shop Classic Memorial Day pricing all month long. Holiday savings you need from the back-to-back number one Chevy dealer in the world. Plus, trade-in values are surging. If you missed the last time, this is your redemption story. We'll pay you top dollar. Opportunity doesn't wait. Visit ClassicChevrolet.com now. Together, let's drive.
Based on new Chevrolet registrations 2023 and 2024.
Step up to the plate and take your career's next big swing with the McKinney Police Department. Looking for a job with high pay, exciting variety, and the stability you need? McKinney Police Department offers competitive salaries, up to $109,000 per year, plus great benefits and a career that's anything but boring. Ready to knock it out of the park? Get started today at mckinneypolice.org/apply.
Let's get the top of the fifth started here on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
Well, the Rough Riders with some work to do in the top of the fifth inning. Frisco trailing 5-1. Zach Bigley with you on what is a very pleasant but a little bit warm night for baseball. Bottom third of the order due up for the Riders. First pitch to Aaron Zavala. Tails outside. One ball and no strikes. Braden Nett has allowed just one run on two hits through his first four innings with six strikeouts. 1-0. Check swing. It misses high. And it's two balls and no strikes. Nett, as mentioned, was signed as a non-drafted free agent after the 2022 season out of junior college. 2-0. Below the zone. And it's three balls and no strikes. He's a very interesting case of how important those MLB draft leagues are. He played for two different teams in the MLB Draft League after he finished his college season. 3-0. Just simmers above the zone for ball four. A four-pitch walk to Zavala. First free pass that Nett has allowed today. Luis Mieses stands in from the left side. 5-1 Missions, top of the fifth. Nett was discovered and scouted in those MLB draft leagues, and even though he wasn't drafted, he was able to sign because of his time there. Here's the stretch, and the pitch home. At the bottom of the zone for a strike, it's 0-1. For those who don't know what the draft leagues are, it's a place where players can go and play after their college season finishes before the draft in July to get looks at by scouts. Mitch Bratt pitched in the draft leagues. The pitch, swing and a miss. Curveball, or slider rather, down and in. 0-2 on Meazes. Nett has taken advantage of different places to play as well. He played in Puerto Rico in the offseason, worked on his curveball usage there. 0-2. Swinging a ground ball, left side, diving stop Ortiz. Barrel rolls, gets up, fires to first in time. Throw back to second, and it's not in time there. Great play by Ortiz, launching himself to his left, rolling, getting up, and firing over to first for the out. He robs Meazes of a potential opposite field single. One down for Ian Mahler. Mahler popped out to first base, his first time up in foul territory. First pitch, outside with a fastball, one ball and no strikes. Nett has had a tough time with lefties in his career. The biggest thing for him is trying to go inside with the hard stuff and soft away against lefties. 1-0. Up and in. Or up and out, rather, and it's 2-0. Against lefties to start this season, he has struggled. Lefties hitting .342 against him with an over 900 OPS. Righties just .238 with an under 700 OPS. He gets a visit from Valenzuela as catcher after starting 2-0 on Mahler. Trying to settle it down just a little bit. He's allowed a hit to a right-hander and a hit to a left-hander so far today. Top of the order. And Alejandro Osuna on deck. Two balls and no strikes on the Riders catcher. Zaval leads from second. One down, the pitch. Fastball, and slithers across the outside corner for a strike. 2-1. Nett has given up a lot of hard-hit baseballs so far this season. He readies in the 2-1. Mahler flicks it foul back behind home, and it's 2-2. He doesn't have enough innings to qualify, but if he did, his 35% line drive rate would lead the Texas League. The highest percentage of the balls against him being for line drives. 2-2. Swing and a miss at a high fastball for strike three. That fastball has some good jump to it still in this fifth inning. Seventh punch out for Nett, and there are two down. Top of the card now. Osuna stands in. Osuna has grounded out and flied out today, needing a hit to extend his hitting streak to 17 games. The pitch. He punches it foul back behind home, and it's 0-1. Osuna's .317 batting average is second in the Texas League. 10th in the Texas League. He is second in both hits and runs scored to Jack Caglione, who continues to show why he's a top prospect. 0-1. Curveball sits on the outside corner. A strike, it's 0-2. Jack Caglione in the Naturals day game today against Wichita hit two more homers. Caglione has had a phenomenal start to the year. He hit two against the Rough Riders in their series head-to-head earlier this season. Former Florida Gator. He's hitting .330 with an over 1,000 OPS and eight homers. 0-2. Just outside. Missed to the backdoor breaking ball, and it's one ball and two strikes. In 28 games this season, Caglione has driven in 31. With those eight home runs, incredible stuff. He's slugging over 600. Right-hander sets, 1-2. There's a line drive hit deep down the left field line, down into the corner, and it hits off the wall. Zavala around third and scores. Osuna into second with another double, and the Rough Riders now trail 5-2. A 17-game hitting streak for Alejandro Osuna. The Rough Riders have three hits today. They're all doubles. An opposite field double off the base of the wall in left field. Alejandro Osuna having some kind of stretch at the plate. Here's Sebastian Walcott. And the pitch. Breaking ball up and in on him. One ball and no strikes. The slider. 5-2 Missions. Top of the fifth. Net readies from the belt. And the 1-0. Walcott fouls it straight back. One ball and one strike. A couple strikeouts today for Sebastian. He's 0-2. Very rare time for him to strike out in back-to-back plate appearances. He had trouble with that at the beginning of the year, but not since. 1-1 home. A chopper back up the middle. Acuna to his left. He gloves it, gets rid of it over to first. Walcott beats it out. Osuna coming home, and he's out. Sanabria fired to the plate and got him, and Valenzuela and Osuna talking to each other. Osuna's aggressive base running does not pay off this time. We go to the bottom of the fifth. 5-2, Rough Riders trail the Missions on the HEB Riders Baseball Network. Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Our Rough Riders have a new partner, Cacique Foods. The nation's leader in Hispanic cheeses, creams, chorizo, and salsa is honored to call our DFW community home, and is now a proud Rough Riders sponsor. With Cacique's authentic ingredients, you can add Mexican tradition and flavor to every meal. For more information about their products, visit caciquefoods.com. Find their delicious products at your favorite local supermarket, and let's cheer on our Rough Riders together. Authentic flavor, real moments. Cacique.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
We're back for the bottom of the fifth on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
Well, the Rough Riders draw a little bit closer. RBI double by Alejandro Osuna. He's thrown out trying to make an aggressive play, running towards the plate on the infield Walcott single. Jancer Lara back out there. First pitch to Anthony Villar. Dips below the zone, and it's one ball and no strikes. So it was an infield single for Walcott out to shortstop, but Osuna rounding third, trying to score from second base. And he was gunned down. 1-0. Villar swings and misses at a high and tight fastball. One ball and one strike. So 5-2 our score. Missions lead the Rough Riders. Bottom half of the fifth. Lara from the stretch. He brings it. Swing and a miss. Another fastball, and it's 1-2. 6-7-8 for San Antonio in this fifth inning. Villar to be followed by Castagnon and Mears. The pitch. Fouled it out of Mahler's glove. And they say catcher's interference. Diedrich says catcher's interference. Mahler is saying, wait, what? That was just a foul tip out of his glove. And now Cardoza is coming out of the dugout to have a chat with Diedrich, and they're going to ask to bring the umpires together to check it. Usually, you'd hear just the one sound. You heard the two of it hitting the bat and then hitting the glove. Yeah, that didn't even come close to catcher's interference, but they're keeping him at first, looking at the replay. His bat wasn't even close to the glove. So it goes down as catcher's interference, E2. Missed call by Nate Diedrich. Marcos Castagno in the batter, right-handed hitter. Lara from the stretch, the pitch. Chopper foul left side, 0-1. Time now for This Day in Baseball History, presented by Fenton Athletics. It was on this date back in 1982. Gaylord Perry became the 15th pitcher in baseball history to pick up his 300th win. 0-1, outside corner. Called a strike, and it's 0-2. What a career for Gaylord Perry. The Hall of Famer won 2 Cy Young Awards, a 5-time All-Star, 314 career wins. The stretch, and Lara kicks in with the 0-2. Misses high. 1-2. Perry won his first Cy Young with the Cleveland Indians in 1972 and then with the San Diego Padres in 1978. Played most of his career with San Francisco. This pitch is down in the dirt. Throw down to second. Runner taking off, and the throw is not in time. Lamar down to second base. Wild pitch. Gaylord Perry has such an interesting career because he only pitched in one postseason in his entire career, 1971 with the Giants. 2-2 outside. 3-2. And he struggled in that postseason. 2 starts, had an over 6 ERA. He had no real signature moment outside of that, despite winning the 2 Cy Young Awards and having a phenomenal career, of course. The pitch is set in the air, foul down the left side. Still 3-2 on Castagno with a runner at second, nobody out. 5-2 Missions lead in the bottom of the fifth. One thing he did do, though, was win a ton of games. 5 different seasons he won over 20 games in the major leagues. If that's something that you think is very important, he had a great career with that. Pitch is fouled directly back behind home, and it's still 3-2. If you like to look at different statistics, he still had a very, very good career. 3-1-1 career ERA. 1.17 ERA plus, comparing him to the rest of the league while he pitched. Payoff pitch on the way. Swinging a drive deep down the left field line. If it's fair, it's gone. And it is a foul ball. Still 3-2 on Castagno. He was incredible with his longevity. 22 years in the big leagues. Talking about Gaylord Perry. The thing he is most known for, though, is the spitball. He was famous for doctoring the baseball and famous for touching his face and his head all over. The offering, strike 3 called at the bottom of the zone. Lara picks up the strikeout. 1 down. Dotted up the fastball at the bottom of the zone. 5-2 Missions. Bottom of the fifth. Joshua Mears stands in with a runner at second. And the offering. There's a pop-up, right side, foul territory. Ortiz giving it a look over near the Riders' dugout, near the camera well, and it's just out of his reach. A foul ball. 0-1. Gaylord Perry became the 15th player in Major League history with 300 wins. There have been 24 with 300 wins in baseball history. It's something that won't happen very much anymore. The 0-1, swing and a miss by Mears. It's 0-2. The only player to not make the Hall of Fame and getting 300 wins or more in his career, Roger Clemens, who, of course, is tied in the steroid scandal. He is ninth all-time with 354. 0-2, swing and a miss. Lauro blows the fastball right by him at 94. Third strikeout for Lauro. There's Francisco Acuña. Travis McGregor is loosening in the Rough Riders' bullpen down the right field line in foul territory. Right-hander readies, and the pitch to Acuña. Slider, check swing, fouled it off into Mahler's glove. 0-1. The active leader in wins is Justin Verlander. With 262, it's going to take an absolute miracle for him to get to 300. 0-1. Popped up on the infield. The catcher, Mahler, gets rid of the mask. Foul territory behind home. Backpedaling, makes the catch. And the inning comes to a close. Nicely done. Just a catcher's interference, the lone base runner. Still 5-2 missions to the top of the sixth on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
To celebrate the impact of Negro League Baseball, the Frisco Rough Riders are proud to return the barnstorming Negro Leagues team, the Dallas Black Giants, to the diamond this season at Riders Field. Help us bring one of the earliest professional teams in North Texas back in the spotlight. For tickets and more information on the Dallas Black Giants, head online at ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Play ball.
Is your business ready to stand out in a crowded market? At Fast Signs of Frisco, they empower your brand with custom signage solutions that captivate and engage. From eye-catching banners to dynamic displays, their team of experts tailor every project to meet your unique needs. With over 70 years of combined experience, Fast Signs of Frisco delivers the quality and innovation you expect. Transform your business today with Fast Signs of Frisco, where your visual communications dreams become a reality. Visit them online or stop by their center at 9411 Preston Road, next to Hutchins Barbecue. Fast Signs of Frisco, the premier sign solution for Frisco and all of North Dallas.
It's game time, Rough Riders fans. And just like baseball, some traditions only get better with time. That's why SoChill Tortilla Chips bring you the crunch of centuries-old recipes, made light, crisp, and irresistibly good. Founded from family traditions passed down for generations, SoChill Chips are crafted to be so thin, so crisp, so good. So, whether you're at Riders Field or watching from home, grab a bag of SoChill Chips and taste tradition in every bite.
Sing!
SoChill, proud sponsor of your Frisco Rough Riders.
Live action continues with the top of the sixth inning here on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
Josh Hatcher starts the top of the sixth inning for the Rough Riders. Frisco trailing 5-2 in this series opener. And the first pitch from Nett is a check swing. He did not go on a pitch just below the zone. It's one ball and no strikes. Very happy you're spending your Tuesday night with us in San Antonio. 1-0. Just low and outside. Two balls and no strikes. The Riders struck first with a run in the third. San Antonio countered with three in the third and two in the fourth. And an Alejandro Osuna RBI double gave the Riders a run back in the top of the fifth inning. That's our 5-2 score. Hatcher readies from the left side. The right-hander brings it. And it's on the outside corner, a strike, 2-1. The sun is currently in the process of setting. There is a very small sliver of sunshine, both in center field and in right field, just casting long shadows. The pitch nudges the outside corner at the knees for a strike, and it's 2-2. So the only two fielders in the sunlight, Kai Murphy in center and Joshua Mears in right field. Flags lie still against their poles in right center field. American flag on the left, Texas flag on the right. 2-2. Swing and a miss. Hatcher strikes out on the curveball inside. One away. 8 strikeouts for him. That brings Kaber Rodriguez to the plate. Missions 5, Rough Riders 2. Top of the sixth inning. First pitch. Curveball just outside. Ball and no strikes. Rodriguez doubled it down the right field line in the fourth. He's 1-for-2. The 1-0. Outside. 2 balls and no strikes. Again, the Riders have 4 hits today. 3 of them have been doubles. Rodriguez, Osuna, and Zavala. The pitch is a swing and a miss. Out in front. Good changeup. 2 balls and 1 strike. Right-hander quickly into his wind and the 2-1. At the bottom of the zone, another changeup for a strike. 2-2. Finally, some action out of the bullpen for the Missions. It's a left-hander loosening. 2-2. Swinging a ground ball opposite way off of Sanabria's glove and out into right field. Rodriguez reaches first. Sanabria reached down to his right, going down to his knees, and went off the edge of his glove and out into right field. So we'll see how that ball is scored, but tough play for the first baseman. Be surprised if that wasn't ruled a hit. And time called. Here comes Luke Montz. And he takes the baseball from net. So the right-hander is done. A little bit of a speech from Montz. And we'll introduce you to the new pitcher when we come back. Riders trail 5-2 in the sixth. The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Thirsty Thursday. Starting on May 22nd, fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket presented by Twisted Tea and enjoy the party at the Lazy River for just $25 with $2 Twisted Tea, Truly, and Drafts, and more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets at ridersbaseball.com or by calling at 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night at the park with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders baseball excitement. Let's ride!
On Friday nights, the Stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday, as well as Sundays from May 25th through August 3rd. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy from the Rough Riders playing field surface. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
This is Dustin Harris, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
Benjamin Franklin Plumbing called the bullpen for the Missions. It's 5-2 San Antonio, top of the sixth for Abimelech Ortiz at the plate. Jake Higginbotham looks over at Rodriguez, leading off from first and fires. Swing and a miss on a first-pitch fastball. 0-1. Ortiz 0-2 today. Jake Higginbotham replacing Braden Nett, the starter today for San Antonio. The pitch. There's a fly ball lifted into straightaway center field. Murphy sprinting in, calls off the shortstop Acuna, makes the catch. Two away for Cam Colley. Higginbotham, the Beaufort, Georgia native, originally selected by his hometown Braves in the 11th round in 2018 out of Clemson University. First year in the Padres organization after he was signed as a free agent last December. He readies from the stretch and fires over to first, chasing Rodriguez back. Made it as high as AAA Toledo within the Tigers organization in 2023, and spent all of last year with AA Erie. The pitch is a swing and a miss by Colley. It's 0-1. So far this year, three appearances with El Paso. At the AAA level, they did not go well. He allowed 8 runs in 2 1/3 innings. He's making his 9th appearance with San Antonio this season. He stretches, and the left-hander brings it home. At the bottom of the zone, a strike, 0-2. In 2022, he was traded to the Tigers from the Braves, along with Justin Henry Molloy in exchange for Joe Jimenez, the pitch. Down and in, Valenzuela blocks. 1-2. He's bounced around over the course of his career. Now 29 years old. 5-2 missions, top of the sixth inning. Stretch in the offering. Swing and a miss. Colley strikes out. Up and away with a fastball. Higginbotham comes in and retires the two he sees. It's still 5-2. San Antonio leads it. Bottom of the sixth next on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
Baseball is all about heart, and so are we. Ranked among the top heart and vascular hospitals by U.S. News & World Report, Baylor Scott & White The Heart Hospital Plano is committed to keeping our community strong, healthy, and ready to cheer on every pitch. When you win, we do too. We are proud to sponsor your Frisco Rough Riders. Learn more at bswhealth.com/theheart hospital.
Here's a roofing reality. Texas is the number one state for hail damage claims. As a result, the type of roofing material you choose directly affects your insurance premiums. The more impact resistant the material, the bigger the discount. Not only can roofing materials reduce your monthly cost, they may protect you from replacing your roof after severe storms. Let us help determine if impact resistant options like Class 4 shingles are the right choice for your home. Family owned and operated, Peak Roofing and Construction has provided honest inspections and estimates on roof, gutter, and window projects in the DFW for 15 years. Visit us online at peakroofingconstruction.com.
With Rhythm Energy's Power Shift plan, you get up to 20 hours a day when electricity prices are insanely cheap. We're talking in the ballpark of a nickel per kilowatt hour. That's bonkers. Don't overpay for your electricity this summer and start saving with Rhythm Energy today. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more.
This is Cole Drake, and you're listening to the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
Travis McGregor on an HEB call to the bullpen. On a Benjamin Franklin Plumbing call to the bullpen, takes over on the mound. Rough Riders trailing 5-2 in this bottom of the sixth inning. The offering is on the outside corner, a strike to Kai Murphy. And the count goes to 1-1. Jancer Lara's day is done after two innings of relief. And time is called. McGregor steps off the mound. Lara allowed 2 runs, both of them earned, in his 2 innings. The pitch is a swing and a miss. Not with a cutter. Count goes to 1-2 on Murphy. He readies and fires. Down and in. 2 balls and 2 strikes. So the final line for the right-hander, Lara. Two innings, two runs both earned on three hits. Struck out three and walked one. 2-2, up and outside, three balls and two strikes. Murphy today is 1-for-3 with a double and an RBI. Payoff outside for ball four. McGregor walks Murphy to lead off the sixth. Niners trailing 5-2. 27-year-old McGregor pitching in his 10th game this year. A 2.92 ERA for the Rough Riders this year. 16 strikeouts in 12 and a third innings. First pitch, a check swing. And a miss. Valenzuela went around. It's 0-1. Brandon Valenzuela 0-for-2 with a hit by pitch. Came back in the third. 0-1. Outside. One ball and one strike. Time now for our Collin College trivia question for tonight. It's tied in to this day in baseball history. Already gave you one this day in baseball history about Gaylord Perry. 1-1. Breaking ball slips outside. It's two balls and one strike. It was also this day in baseball history that Kerry Wood struck out 20 Houston Astros batters. The pitch. That's outside. It's three balls and one strike. Kerry Wood, of course, would have an incredible start to his career, but just could not stay healthy. And the 20-strikeout game was definitely the pinnacle of it, along with a postseason home run. 3-1. Outside for ball four. Back-to-back walks start the sixth inning. Riders trailing 5-2. Romeo Sanabria set to stand in after Julio Valdez makes his way out to the mound. So our trivia question brought to you by Collin College. Kerry Wood struck out 20 on this date in baseball history that tied a major league record. Can you name the other three pitchers to have a 20-strikeout game in Major League history? There's one pitcher who has done it twice. Valdez trying to calm down McGregor out of the mound. McGregor told a great story about his welcome to pro ball moment earlier this season when we were in Corpus Christi. He was a second-round pick by the Pirates. He was pitching down in the Florida Complex League, not too far away from his hometown, Tarpon Springs in Florida, which is in Tampa. He said he was pitching in the game and really struggling. First pitch to Sanabria. He fouls it back. It's 0-1. And he said that the pitching coach came out for a mound visit. His parents had come all the way down from Tampa to see him pitch. And McGregor thought his pitching coach would come out and say something encouraging. 0-1. Swinging a ground ball. Foul back behind home. It's 0-2. He said he came out there, put his hand on him, and he said, "You think your parents came all the way down to see you pitch like this?" And then turned around and walked away. Not exactly what he had in mind. He realized, oh, I guess I'm in pro ball. It's kind of on me now. 0-2. Just outside. One ball and two strikes on Sanabria. Sure, that mound visit was a little more encouraging. Get back to our Collin College trivia question here. 1-2. Swinging a ground ball up the middle. Walcott has it bounce off of mid shortstop into center field. Murphy around third, and he comes in to score. What should have been a double play ball up the middle. Walcott to his left. It bounced off the heel of his glove, trampolined into center field. And it's now 6-2. Valenzuela at second, Sanabria at first on the E6. Walcott will tell you that he probably should field that in turn two. He's behind the bag at second. Maybe waited for it to bounce a little bit too long instead of charging. So now Gomez, the pitch. Flutters across the outside corner, a strike, it's 0-1. So our Collin College trivia question, Kerry Wood struck out 20 to tie a Major League record on this date in baseball history. Name the other three pitchers who have struck out 20, the pitch. Popped up, right side, foul ground. Over is Ortiz near the bullpen, and it's just past him. A foul ball. 0-2. We've given you a little bit of time to think about it. We have text submissions. Nolan Ryan, no. Nolan Ryan never struck out 20 in a game, though he is all-time strikeout leader. Walter Johnson, no. Never struck out 20 in a game. Didn't strike out as much back then. Randy Johnson, yes. Randy Johnson had a 20 strikeout game. He is one of the correct answers. The pitch. There's a line shot hit deep to left center field. Zavala giving chase, looking up, and it bounces off the warning track up against the fence. Valenzuela comes in to score. Sanabria stopped at third. It's an RBI double for Moises Gomez. It's now 7-2 Missions in the sixth inning. On an 0-2 pitch. Got a breaking ball at the bottom of the zone and hammered it. Devin Ortiz now, who is 2-for-3 today. Stretch and McGregor comes home. Inside 1-0. 7-2. Missions lead the Rough Riders, bottom of the sixth. Another submission, Roger Clemens. Yes, Roger Clemens did it twice. The Rocket, 1-0. At the bottom of the zone with a breaking ball and strike. The cutter, and it's one ball and one strike. So Roger Clemens twice, Randy Johnson, Kerry Wood just missing one. This is a recent pitcher, the offering. Dips off the outside corner, two balls and one strike. Gomez at second, Sanabria at third. Seven runs on eight hits for the Missions tonight. McGregor readies, 2-1, off the outside corner in the dirt. Three balls and one strike. This pitcher is still active. Surely bound for the Hall of Fame. In fact, if he retires right now, he would be a first ballot Hall of Famer. Here's the stretch. 3-1. Swing and a miss. Hit it if you can. Fastball right down the middle. Ortiz could not. 3-2. Brian Magdaleno is loosening out of the Rough Riders' bullpen down the right field line. Time called. Ortiz steps out. Still nobody out of the inning. Runners at second and third. All right, the answer to our Collin College trivia question, Max Scherzer is the final answer. Stretch in the 3-2 pitch. Just inside for ball four. Third walk of the inning for McGregor, and the bases are now loaded with Ortiz jogging down to first. Anthony Villar, the hitter. Left-handed batter. Villar has walked and reached on a catcher's interference. The pitch. Lined into right field. Hatcher coming in. He makes the grab. Sanabria tags from third, and he comes in to score. The throw is cut off. Throw to third. Not in time. Gomez moves to third base. Sack fly makes it 8-2 Missions. Ortiz remains at first. There's the first out of the inning. And Marcos Castagnon bats. Castagnon, right-handed hitter. 0 for 3 today. He is the only mission who has not reached in today's game. First pitch. He takes low and outside on the fastball. One ball, no strikes. So again, the answer to the college trivia question are the four pitchers who have struck out 20 in a game in Major League history. 1-0. Just below the zone, 2-0. Roger Clemens, Kerry Wood, Randy Johnson, and Max Scherzer. Pretty good list. Kerry Wood went on to win Rookie of the Year that year in 1998. 2-0. Round ball hit off the fist, right side, leaks into right field for a hit. Gomez comes down from third and scores, and it's 9-2 Missions. They are putting it on the Riders in this opener. Soft ground ball leaking through the right side. A ground ball with eyes. And the eighth man in the inning comes to the plate in the form of Joshua Mears. We're in the bottom of the sixth inning. All San Antonio, 9-2. Mears 0 for 2 with a walk and a run scored. Right-hander's pick. Just inside. One ball and no strikes. Well, this has not been the Riders' night. Frisco's pitching has been really good, faltering in this series opener. The pitch is a ground ball off the fist on one hop to short. Walcott's got it on to second for one. Throw to first just in time. A 6-4-3 double play. So McGregor ends up working out of it, but four runs score for the Missions. It's 9-2 San Antonio to the top of the seventh on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
At USAA, we know the best way to serve our members is by building the best team. So we're looking for talented people like you to join us. From claims and finance to tech and beyond. But it's not just skill sets and impressive resumes we're looking for. It's the unique qualities that everyone at USAA shares and the passion to make a real difference for our members. Search USAAjobs.com and find out what we're made of.
USAA, equal opportunity employer.
Attention Rough Riders fans. Life throws fastballs, and when it does, you want the Crowder Law Firm batting for you. Darlena Crowder has secured over 350 not guilty verdicts in Texas. Now that's what we call a winning streak. Remember, with the Crowder Law Firm, it's more than just defense. It's a home run of resources with unlimited investigation services and no additional charges to you. So don't let a legal curveball catch you off guard. Team up with the champions of defense. Call 214-544-0061 and get Darlena Crowder and her team on your side today. The Crowder Law Firm, your heavy hitters in the courtroom.
Power everyone's devices with Astound's ultra-reliable fast internet that delivers. Go to Astound.com for fiber-powered, award-winning internet starting at $20 a month. Why choose Astound? Get more of the speed you need for all your devices and do more of everything you love with a smooth internet connection. Plus, save more with Astound Mobile, offering a choice of plans that run on one of the largest and fastest 5G networks. Call 1-800-4-ASTOUND or visit Astound.com today. Restrictions apply. See Astound.com for details.
Time for the top of the seventh on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
Well, the Rough Riders trailing big in the top of the seventh inning, 9-2. Zach Bigley with you. Aaron Zavallos had a good game. Steps in from the left side against Jake Higginbotham, and the first pitch is just inside. One ball and no strikes. Zavala has doubled and walked. It was crazy. Zavala went two games in a row without drawing a walk, but he has his 20th to lead the team. 1-0, just below the zone, missing, and it's two balls and no strikes. Zavala's 20 walks are second in the Texas League. And the Tommy Troy of Amarillo has had more. The pitch. Takes a fastball, letter high for a strike, and it's 2-1. He is now tied for that second mark in the Texas League with Chase Davis and Chris Newell. 2-1. outside, 3-1. So patient at the plate. Was finding his way aboard and hitting the ball hard as of late. Had a great chat with him pregame about his pull side leadoff homer on Saturday. 3-1. He takes inside and draws a leadoff walk in the seventh. The Rough Riders with first man aboard in the seventh inning, trailing 9-2. Luis Miesi stands in, who's 0-2 today. As we previously talked about, Zavala had a tough time pulling the baseball coming back from his internal brace surgery. Pitch home to Miesis. He takes outside. It's 1-0. First pitch slider from Higginbotham. The internal brace surgery happened right before the 2023 season, and it was almost like a mental hurdle for Zavala. 1-0. Fastball sears the outer edge, and it's 1-1. It was that he didn't feel like he could extend that elbow as well and get out in front of a baseball. Well, that's his first pull side homer that he hit on Saturday with the Rough Riders since that surgery. The 1-1. Popped up, left side, foul ground, Ortiz and Valenzuela. It's the catcher, Valenzuela, who wants to go foul into the seats. It's 1-2. He said that is such a great sign for him to hit that pull side homer because he has been working so hard on pulling the baseball and pulling it for power. And really, the easier thing has been pulling it in the air. The harder thing is pulling it on a line to right field for Zavala. 1-2 offering home to Miesios. He fouls it back. Still 1-2. But once he is kind of through that mental hurdle as he continues to try and break through it and continuing to hit the ball hard, it's going to make it that much better. And he still hits the ball with authority to the opposite way as well. 1-2. Miesios checks his swing. And he did not go upon appeal. Off speed away. Count evens at 2-2. Very excited to see kind of where this takes Zavala as he continues to improve. Left-hander, the 2-2. Miesi's a hard ground ball to second. Villar's got it on to second for one. Throw to first in time. A 4-6-3 double play. Sometimes it's just not your night, and it has not been the Riders' night on this Tuesday in San Antonio. 9-2, Frisco trails, top of the seventh. Brian Magdaleno continues to loosen in the Rough Riders' bullpen down the right field line, so he will be the pitcher in the seventh more than likely. First pitch strike to Ian Mahler, and it's 0-1. Nine-hole hitting catcher Mahler is 0-2. Pop out and a strikeout. Higginbotham comes home. Swing and a miss. Good changeup away. 0-2. Slight breeze starts to blow in from left. Mahler steps out, tucks the bat underneath his left arm, adjusts the batting gloves. Left-hander ready from the stretch in the 0-2. Swinging a ground ball on two hops out to third. Ortiz shuffles to his right to field, straightens and throws, and gets Mahler for the final out. A leadoff walk, but a double play, and the Riders go down with Higginbotham facing the minimum. Into stretch time, Riders trailing 9-2 on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, baseball fans of all ages, Game Day Men's Health is your premier destination for men's wellness. As we enjoy America's favorite pastime, Game Day Men's Health wants to remind you to prioritize your health and well-being. Are you or your partner feeling fatigued, having trouble focusing, or struggling to maintain a healthy weight? Game Day Men's Health is here to help. Their expert team specializes in testosterone replacement therapy, weight loss programs, erectile dysfunction treatments, and peptide therapy designed to help you tackle life's challenges head on. Visit Game Day Men's Health today and start feeling like an MVP in your own life. Don't wait. Visit GameDayMen'sHealth.com/Rough Riders to schedule your free consultation. Game Day Men's Health, proud partner of the Frisco Rough Riders. Play ball.
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2025. For three games this season, the Riders will take the field as Quesos de Frisco, sponsored by Baylor Scott & White Health and Cacique. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with Riders players on May 16th, August 3rd, and September 12th. For more information, go to ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Vamos Quesos!
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
This is Alejandro Osuna, and you're listening to the Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
A gorgeous night in San Antonio. Rough Riders trailing 9-2 to the bottom of the seventh inning, where Francisco Acuna steps in and takes the first pitch inside from Brian Magdaleno, the new Rough Riders pitcher. It's a Benjamin Franklin Plumbing call to the bullpen. Magdaleno replaces Travis McGregor. 1-0 offering from the lefty. It's just low. 2 balls and no strikes. The sun has nearly set. The lights are on, illuminating this playing surface. There's a beautiful, puffy cloud in left center field. Here's the stretch and the 2-0 pitch. That's at the bottom of the zone, a strike, and it's 2-1. It's a white cloud at the top. And as you go further towards the horizon down it, it becomes darker. It goes to orange, to pink, and then to dark blue. 2-1. Popped up right side. Foul ground. Ortiz giving it a look over towards his own bullpen, and it's a foul ball. 3 rows deep. 2-2 on Acuna. There are white puffy clouds making their way across the horizon out to right center field and down the right field line as well with some pinkish hues. Perfect May night in the Mission City. Magdaleno from the stretch with a black glove as a belt buckle. 2-2. There's a fly ball rocketed into deep center field. Osuna back a couple steps. He has room, and he puts it away with two hands. Magdaleno retires the first many feet seeds, and now it's Kai Murphy at the top of the order. Travis McGregor allowed 4 runs, 3 earned over his 1 inning of work. He walked 3 and allowed a couple of hits. Left on left. First pitch. Way inside. All the way back to the backstop. 1 ball and no strikes. Magdaleno, the 24-year-old, a 5.40 ERA with the Rough Riders, making his 8th appearance. Walks and command have been the biggest thing for him. He's walked 11 in 6 2/3 innings this year. 1-0. Fastball spears the outer edge, and it's 1-1. He's allowed just 4 hits, though. Opponents hitting just 167 against him. And time called by Murphy. He steps out. Murphy has scored 3 runs today. 1-for-3 with a double reached on a fielder's choice and scored, and then walked and scored in the 6th. 1-1. Swinging a line drive over to first. Off the end of the bat, Ortiz reaches to his right and plucks it out of the air. 2 outs. Out in front on a slider. Valenzuela stands in now. Riders trailing 9-2 in the home half of the seventh. Two outs, bases clear. Magdaleno from the stretch, he pitches. It's a slider across the outside edge, belt high. It's 0-1. Valenzuela is yet to pick up a hit, but has scored twice. He was hit by a pitch and walked today. 0-2. Left-hander comes home. Down and in. Valenzuela shoots his backside back behind him to get out of the way of it. There is action in the Mission's bullpen. Here's the stretch. And the pitch is just outside. Two balls and one strike. Eduardo Nunez is loosening. Right-hander. Probably see him in the top of the eighth inning. Mags delivers in the 2-1. Chopper on two hops to the right side of the infield. Colley's got it head high. The second baseman throws him out at first. And it's a 1-2-3 inning for Brian Magdaleno. No runs, hits, errors. Nobody left on base. We're into the top of the eighth inning next. It's the Mission's 9, the Rough Riders 2 on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders. And even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe. CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
It's game time, Rough Riders fans. And just like baseball, some traditions only get better with time. That's why SoChill tortilla chips bring you the crunch of centuries-old recipes, made light, crisp, and irresistibly good. Founded from family traditions passed down for generations, SoChill chips are crafted to be so thin, so crisp, so good. So, whether you're at Riders Field or watching from home, grab a bag of SoChill chips and taste tradition in every bite.
Sing!
SoChill, proud sponsor of your Frisco Rough Riders.
Now for the top of the eighth from the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
Top half of the eighth inning brings Eduardo Nunez out onto the mound. Nunez to face the top of the order for the Rough Riders, Osuna, Walcott, and Hatcher. Frisco trailing 9-2 in this top of the eighth inning. While he's getting his warm-up tosses in, we'd like to remind you that Peak Roofing and Construction is the one-stop roofing company serving the DFW and Austin areas. They provide top residential roofing services for your home. Visit peakroofingandconstruction.com to learn more. Alejandro Osuna with an RBI double in the fifth to extend his hitting streak to a whopping 17 games. Hitting .393 during this stretch. Right-hander Nunez brings it in. Fastball below the zone. And it's one ball and no strikes. That fastball at 99 miles an hour for the right-hander. Osuna open stance, heel above the ground. Toe touching it on the right side. The pitch. Breaking ball bends in for a strike, and it's 1-1. Rough Riders, two runs tonight, came in the third and the fifth innings. The pitch. Osuna out in front, swinging a miss on a slider. One ball and two strikes against Nunez. Jake Higginbotham done after his two innings, or I guess 1 2/3 innings of work, I should say. He allowed just one base runner on a walk, but got a double play, faced the minimum. 1-2. Osuna bounces it foul back behind home. Oh, brother, that got Nate Diedrich's toe, the home plate umpire. And that could not have felt good. He's taking a beating tonight. Got a foul ball into the face mask earlier. Now the Foul ball off the toe. He shakes it out. Still 1-2 on Osuna. Stretch in the 1-2. Outside. Two balls and two strikes. Nunez making his ninth appearance this year for the Missions. A 5.59 ERA. He struck out 16 in 9 2/3 innings. He offers. Osuna takes down and inside. It goes all the way back to the backstop, and it's three balls and two strikes. Osuna has done such a good job putting the ball in play during this hitting streak. Just five strikeouts over his now 16-plus games. Five walks. Right-hander comes home with the 3-2. Breaking ball outside for ball four. Make it six walks. Osuna's on the base pass. Ryder is trailing 9-2. Sebastian Walcott stands in. While he's making his way to the plate, we'd like to remind you, InTouch Credit Union offers accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning and more. Interested? Visit itcu.org. Nunez from the stretch. He lifts the left leg and fires. It's a slider at the top of the zone. It's 0-1 to Walcott, who singled on an infield single in the fifth. He's 1-for-3. He has yet to hit the ball hard today. 0-1. He swings and grounds this one hard to third. Ortiz has got it on to second for one. The throw to first is low, but Sanabria picks it, and it's in time for a 5-4-3 double play. Goodness. 111 off the bat from Walcott, but right to Devin Ortiz. And the leadoff walk is erased. Everything going right for the Missions tonight. Josh Hatcher hits. He struck out three times today. 9-2 Missions. And time called. Nate Diedrich wants a donut to be removed from the on-deck circle on the left side. Bat boy obliges. Right-hander's first pitch to Hatcher. Swing and a miss. Slider underneath his hands. It's 0-1. And who finally, or hardly rather, finds a first pitch he does not like. Comes up empty. 0-1. Swing and a miss. Slider, same place. It's 0-2. 9 runs on 9 hits for the Missions. 2 runs on 5 hits for the Riders. A season-high 3 errors committed by Frisco tonight. 0-2. Hatcher watches just below the zone, and it's 1-2. Frisco had previously committed 2 errors in a game 3 times this season. 1-2. Down in the dirt. 2-2. 2 outs, bases clear. Riders trailing by 7. Some action out in their bullpen. It's Gerardo Carrillo who is loosening down the right field line. So he will most likely pitch the bottom half of this 8th inning. 2-2. And Hatcher flicks it foul back to the screen. It's still 2-2. Missions blitzed the Rough Riders in the middle of this game with 3 runs in the 3rd, 2 runs in the 4th, and 4 in the 6th. 2-2. Swinging a chopper on 2 hops over to first. Sanabria's got it. Races to the bag and beats Hatcher for the final out of the 8th inning. Ryder is down in order. No runs, hits, errors. Nobody left on base. Bottom of the 8th inning next. Rough Riders trail 9-2 on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders fans, there's never been a better time to switch to Rhythm Energy's Power Shift plan and start saving immediately on your electricity bill. Nobody loves a low-scoring game, but everybody's a fan of low electricity bills. Shift power, save money, repeat. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more.
Here's a roofing reality. Texas is the number one state for hail damage claims. As a result, the type of roofing material you choose directly affects your insurance premiums. The more impact-resistant the material, the bigger the discount. Not only can roofing materials reduce your monthly cost, they may protect you from replacing your roof after severe storms. Let us help determine if impact-resistant options like Class 4 shingles are the right choice for your home. Family-owned and operated, Peak Roofing and Construction has provided honest inspections and estimates on roof, gutter, and window projects in the DFW for 15 years. Visit us online at peakroofingconstruction.com.
Ewing Buick GMC is the official truck dealership of the Frisco Rough Riders and the number one Buick GMC dealership in North Texas. With an extensive selection of new and used vehicles and a long history of excellent customer service, Ewing makes it easy to find your next off-roading, tool hauling, kid carrying, hard-working truck. Come by Ewing Buick GMC and experience why we're number one. Dallas North Tollway at Spring Creek Parkway or online at ewingbuickgmc.com.
Bottom of the eighth inning coming your way on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
Gerardo Carrillo takes over on the mound for the Rough Riders. It's a Benjamin Franklin Plumbing call to the bullpen. Romeo Sanabria in for the left side, and the right hander's first pitch is just a bit low, and it's one ball and no strikes. The native of Guadalajara in Mexico. Right-hander from the belt looks through glasses underneath his ball cap in the pitch. It's just low again. Two balls and no strikes. Carrillo taking over for Brian Magdaleno, who worked a 1-2-3 inning in the seventh. Really the only pitching bright spot today for the Rough Riders. 2-0. Check swing, strike at the top of the zone. 2-1. Carrillo, the 26-year-old, 6'1", 170 pounds, making his fourth appearance for the Rough Riders. He has yet to surrender a run over three innings. Four strikeouts to one walk. He lets it go. Swinging a ground ball foul back behind home, 2-2. Coming to you live from Nelson W. Wolf Municipal Stadium, the Rough Riders and the Missions in game one of this six-game series. This ballpark, built back in 1994, is on its last legs. The 2-2. Way outside the backstop, 3-2. The location of this ballpark is technically in San Antonio, but we're about 25 minutes from downtown, where the obviously mass majority of the population is. The offering is rifled into right field, but right at Josh Hatcher, who's there to make the head-high catch. Crushed at 107 on the exit velocity, but Hatcher positioned perfectly to make the catch for the first down. Moises Gomez, the hitter. 3-for-4 day for him. He's knocked in a couple of runs, singled twice and doubled. Carrillo looks in. He's got his sign. He stretches. And he fires. Breaking ball. Slips across the outside edge. It's 0-1. They are building a new ballpark downtown here in a couple of years. Set to open April 2028. The pitch. It's breaking ball for a strike again. It's 0-2. So this is the third to last year for Nelson W. Wolf Municipal Stadium. They're going to do something really cool with that new ballpark downtown. The 0-2 is grounded foul up the first baseline. It's still no balls and two strikes. Because every year when you come out here, you say, hey, we're going to San Antonio, and everyone's like, oh, that's awesome. San Antonio's great. It is, but we are so far from San Antonio out here, you don't really get to see the city much. 0-2 pitch. Fouled back again. It's still no balls and two strikes with one out in the eighth. 9-2 Rough Riders trail. What they are doing is they're building not only a ballpark, but really a whole development in downtown San Antonio around the ballpark. Carrillo, the 0-2 outside. One ball and two strikes. It's going to cost about $1 billion to build this whole development. They're going to have restaurants. They're going to have other entertainment venues all surrounding the minor league baseball stadium, which is so cool. 1-2. There's a fly ball lifted down the left field line. Shallow, Zavala racing in towards the line. Has room. Makes the catch. Good running grab by Aaron Zavala. And there are two down. Devin Ortiz stands in. Riders trailing by 7 in the bottom of the 8th inning. Mission's third baseman. Construction is set to probably break ground next year. They'll have renderings by the middle of this summer as to what everything's going to look like. The pitch. That's rifled foul out of play down the right field line. It's 0-1. Really excited to see what that new ballpark looks like. We just announced the architect about a month ago. Here's the stretch in the 0-1 pitch. Back to the backstop on the ground, and it's one ball and one strike now. This is a ballpark that opened back in 1994, and when it was built for just $10.5 million. 1-1. Slider on the outside corner is strike. And it's 1-2. Think about that. $10.5 million versus the $1 billion it's going to cost to build the whole complex in downtown San Antonio. A huge difference. Carrillo steps out to the back of the mound. Cleans off some dirt from his cleats. 1-2, two outs. Space is clear. Ortiz today is 2-for-3. He walked back in the 6th. A couple of singles. Carrillo working from the stretch. He pitches. A fly ball off the end of the bat, floating into shallow right field, and it just drips in for a hit. Ortiz just stuck the bat out there and served it into shallow right field. So two-out base runner for San Antonio. 9-2 Missions. Bottom of the 8th inning. Carrillo, the fifth pitcher used by the Rough Riders today, as the offering is just low, and it's one ball and no strikes. Daniel Misaki went 3 innings in his start. Chancer Lara then went 2 innings. Travis McGregor an inning. Brian Magdaleno an inning. And now Carrillo. One oh pitch. Pierces the top of the zone. A strike. 1-1. Infield plays to pull for the left-handed batting at Villar. Ortiz plays behind Ortiz at first. There's a swing and a miss. And it's 1-2. That being Abimelech Ortiz, the first baseman, playing behind Devin Ortiz, taking his lead at first. One, two. Swing and a miss. Struck him out with a change. And it ends up being a scoreless inning for Carrillo. We go to the top of the 9th inning. Riders trailing 9-2 on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
Baseball is all about heart, and so are we. Ranked among the top heart and vascular hospitals by U.S. News & World Report, Baylor Scott & White The Heart Hospital Plano is committed to keeping our community strong, healthy, and ready to cheer on every pitch. When you win, we do too. We are proud to sponsor your Frisco Rough Riders. Learn more at bswhealth.com/theheart hospital.
My dad is a proud girl dad. Right, Dad?
Yep.
And he knows Girl Scouts is more than just cookies.
It is.
It's a place where I fit in, where I can be my crazy self, and my friends get me. Right, Dad?
Yes.
And Dad likes it because I'm getting more confident every year. Right, Dad?
You sure are.
So, if you're a girl, Dad, check it out.
It's a real home run.
Dad, join Girl Scouts at gsnetx.org/roughriders.
At Hat Creek Burger Company, we're bringing back the family meal. No, not the fast food kind, the kind where our devices stay in our pockets and the conversation runs freely. We're the kind of place where those meals happen. Founded in a food truck in Austin in 2008, Hat Creek has always been about the community. Hat Creek has always been about community, good food, and good fun. With playgrounds for kids, drinks for parents, and something on the menu for everyone, come hungry and leave fulfilled. We're proud to be an official partner of the Frisco Roughriders. Visit hatcreekburgers.com to find a location near you.
It's time for the top of the ninth on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
Last ups for the Riders tonight. Top of the ninth inning, trailing 9-2 in game one of this six-game set. We'll be back on the air tomorrow at 10:50 in the morning. Hope we can have you along. It's a day baseball game, 11:05 with the first pitch. Gabriel Rodriguez starts it against Nunez in this top of the ninth in the pitch. Swing and a miss. It's 0-1. So Education Day Baseball tomorrow. Should be a lot of fun. Hope you can join us for that ball game. 0-1. Swing and a ground ball. Squibbing up the middle. Right to Acuna at shortstop, who vacuums it in. Turns and throws out Rodriguez. Run away. Rough Riders will turn to Cole Drake in that ball game tomorrow, and boy, has Cole Drake been fantastic. Very excited to see what he has in store after how well he's pitched in his last few outings. The strikeout machine, 28 strikeouts in 16 and a third innings, and coming off a start in which he whiffed 9-4 against Wichita. First pitch to Abimelech Ortiz, a swing and a miss and a ball in the dirt. It's 0-1. Ortiz 0-3 today. Rodriguez, who grounded out there, 2-4. Another great offensive day for Rodriguez, who's swinging a very hot bat. Hitting .375 in his last 13 games coming into tonight, and that will only go up. 0-1. Ortiz shoots it the opposite way down the line and foul into the netting. 0-2. There's a massive plane that's flying over us from the Air Force base that's across the way. My goodness, that thing is huge. It's like a cargo plane of some sort. You can hear it. There's all kinds of planes flying all over the place from that Air Force base beyond center field, but that one actually came right over the top of the ballpark. Usually they're off to our left. 0-2. Swinging a hard line drive right to first. Sanabria makes the catch. Ortiz hit it hard at 109 off the bat, but right at Sanabria. Two outs for Cam Colley. Final hope for the Riders in the ninth. 9-2 missions. Nunez delivers. Colley takes a breaking ball for a strike. It's 0-1. If the Rough Riders fail to score in this ninth, a 7-run loss will match their largest loss this season. It'll be the third time they have done it. 0-1. Bounces in the dirt off the outside corner, and it's 1-1. Frisco came in with the best run differential in the Texas League at plus 24, along with the best winning percentage in the Texas League. Came in 17-10. And it'll take a hit after this. 1-1. Off the outside corner in the dirt, it's 2-1. Colley tonight 0-3 with a couple groundouts to shortstop and a strikeout. The pitch, a strike on the outside edge, 2-2, and the Riders are down to their final strike tonight. Holly calls for time and steps out. Nunez toes the rubber from the first base side, leans over looking in for his sign. He's got it from Valenzuela. From the stretch, the right-hander brings in the 2-2. And it's on the outside corner, strike three called. So the Riders drop the opener to the Missions by a final score of 9-2. We'll break it down in the post-game show next on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the cover comfort of a baseball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Swinging a drive deep into right center field. And a hair!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Home run, let's ride. Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night at the park with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders baseball excitement. Let's ride!
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
We're not done yet. Post-game coverage on the HEB Riders Baseball Network starts right now.
Rough Riders fall to the San Antonio Missions 9-2 in the series opener. Frisco falls to 17-11 on the season. San Antonio improves to 15-13 on the year. Missions 9 runs on 10 hits, 1 error, and 9 left on base. They went 5-for-15 with runners in scoring position. The Rough Riders, 2 runs on 5 hits. They committed a season-high 3 errors tonight. And stranded 4 on the base pass. They went 2-for-9 with runners in scoring position. The win goes to Braden Nett in his start. He went 5 1/3, allowing just 1 earned run, 8 strikeouts today. Daniel Misaki picks up his first loss on the season. He goes to 0-1. He allowed 3 runs over his 3 innings in his start, and he goes to 0-1 on the season. Final game time at 2 hours and 33 minutes. Pretty economical game here in San Antonio, despite the score of 9-2. Let's get you through the scoring. The Rough Riders got on the board first in kind of an odd play in the third. After Aaron Zavala doubled, there was a ground ball right back to the pitcher off the bat of Luis Mieses. He threw to third. Devin Ortiz caught the ball, laid down the tag, but Zavala's slide knocked the ball out of his glove. It went into the Missions dugout, and Zavala scored to put the Riders up 1-0. That didn't last long, though. San Antonio countered with 3 runs in the bottom half of the third inning, coming across on a Romeo Sanabria sacrifice fly, a Moises Gomez RBI single, and another run scoring on an error by Cam Colley from second base on the throw. So that made it 3-1 San Antonio. They put 2 more runs on the board in the fourth inning. An RBI fielder's choice drove in a run, and then Sanabria's second RBI, this time on an RBI single, made it 5-1. The Riders got a run back in the fifth, though. Alejandro Osuna, who else? An RBI double down the left field line. He has been hitting so well during this 17-game hitting streak, and he put it off the wall down the left field line to knock in Zavala and make it 5-2, but San Antonio separated themselves in the sixth off of Travis McGregor scoring 4 times on an RBI double, a sac fly, an RBI single, and another run scoring on an error defensively by Sebastian Walcott. So 9-2, our final score. San Antonio takes the opener of this 6-game set. They have now won 3 in a row, and that loss snaps the Rough Riders' 3-game winning streak. When we come back, we'll take you around the Texas League scores. The Texas Rangers affiliates let you know what the Rangers did in Boston today. In addition to that, they'll set up a pitching matchup for tomorrow's game two of the series at 11.05 a.m. More to come on the postgame show here on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
Come out to Riders Field in May for a loaded schedule of promotions. Join us for Bowling for Soup Night, Harry Potter Night presented by Benjamin Franklin Plumbing, Star Wars Night, Texas Monthly Taco Fest presented by Baylor Scott & White Health, and much more. For tickets and more on our May promos, go to RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Thirsty Thursday. Starting on May 22nd, fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket presented by Twisted Tea and enjoy the party at the Lazy River for just $25 with $2 Twisted Tea, Truly, and drafts, and more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets at RidersBaseball.com or by calling at 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Riders game.
Goodbye! Our first splashdown of the season!
For solo riders, individual tickets are available on Sundays, and don't forget the 21 and up party every Thursday beginning May 22nd for Twisted Tea Rowdy at the River. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
This is Evan Carter.
A splashdown into the Lazy River for Evan Carter.
And you're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
We'll welcome you back inside the Wolf one final time on this Tuesday night. Riders fall to the Missions 9-2. Zach Bigley with you. Happy to have you. Let's take you around the Texas League scoreboard. We start in Corpus Christi with a couple of South Division foes for the Rough Riders, Midland and the Hooks, going head-to-head. They're tied at 8-8. Going into the bottom of the ninth inning. Actually, the bottom of the ninth inning just finished, so they're heading into extra innings. Tied at 8 between the Hooks and the Rockhounds. Only one other game was played tonight outside of here in San Antonio. Northwest Arkansas earlier today, a 5-4 win over Wichita to move to 17-11 on the season. Jack Caglione hit two more homers in that game, both opposite field shots. Give him 8 on the season. He's driven in a whopping 25 runs in 23 games. He's been fantastic and living up to that top prospect billing. Tulsa and Amarillo and Springfield and Arkansas were both postponed, will be made up as part of doubleheaders on Thursday. And so just the three games tonight in the Texas League. As for the Rangers affiliates, ACL Rangers taking on ACL Padres. That's in the bottom of the third, and ACL Padres leading 3-0. At the low A level, Hickory defeats Augusta, the Braves affiliate, 3-1, while Greensboro, the Pirates affiliate, they fall to Hub City at the high A level, 6-2, the score there in Spartanburg. And at the AAA level, El Paso and Round Rock down in El Paso, Texas, tied at 6-6. Good offensive days from Justin Foscue, the former Rough Rider, with a couple RBIs, including a homer. Cody Freeman, 1-for-3, the former Rough Rider as well. And Cooper Johnson in his AAA debut tonight for the Round Rock Express, going 1-for-3 and picking up his first AAA hit for Round Rock. So congratulations to Cooper Johnson in that AAA debut tonight, picking up the base hit. He will be sorely missed here, but so happy for him that he is going up to AAA. Well-deserved. Ezekiel Duran with a home run also in that game. And Ryan Garcia, the former Rough Rider, got the start. Tough one for him as he allowed 6 runs over his 4 innings. Peyton Gray, the former Rider as well, an inning of scoreless relief. So Round Rock actually just took the lead 7-6 on a Justin Foscue RBI single. So 7-6 Round Rock that game in the top of the 6th inning. The Rangers in action in Boston today, and actually they're still playing in the bottom of the 8th inning. 6-1, the Rangers win it over the winning over the Red Sox. A massive inning for them in the 4th. They put up 5 runs to lead 6-0, and then just surrendering the 1 run to the Red Sox in the bottom half of the sixth. Nathan Eovaldi with the start today. He went six innings of one-run ball, seven strikeouts in his return to Fenway, where he pitched so many big games. And Evan Carter, in his return to the lineup, a couple of hits. 2 for 4. Great to see. Adolis Garcia, Marcus Semien, Jock Peterson, and Jonah Heim also all with two hits today for the Rangers. So they're in the bottom of the eighth inning trying to lock up that win in Boston, and the Riders will try and even up this series in San Antonio tomorrow. 11.05 a.m. first pitch, and we'll be on the air at 10.50 for your Cacique pregame coverage. The Rough Riders turn to left-hander Cole Drake on the mound. He will go up against right-hander Emmanuel Penales, who's 3-0 with a 1.40 ERA. Again, first pitch at 11.05 tomorrow on the air at 6.50. That does it for our post-game coverage tonight here on the HEB Riders Baseball Network. Thanks to everybody who made this broadcast possible. For Angel Jimenez, who's up in the booth with me, for Tyler Danberg back in Frisco, I'm Zach Bigley saying thanks for picking us up tonight. Riders fall 9-2 in the opener to San Antonio. We'll talk to you at 10:50 for an 11:05 first pitch tomorrow. But until then, have a wonderful rest of your night.
Thanks for listening to another presentation of Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the HEB Riders Baseball Network. Special thanks to Scott Burchett, Chuck Greenberg, and the rest of the Riders front office staff for their continued support. Once again, thank you to Baylor Scott & White Health, CoServe, InTouch Credit Union, Texas Republic Bank, Peak Roofing and Construction, USAA, Axis Custom Pools, Texas Farm Bureau, Astound, PMG, Benjamin Franklin Plumbing, Cacique, Rhythm Energy, Ewing Buick GMC, Classic Chevrolet of Grapevine, Game Day Men's Health, Crowder Law Firm, Anton's Po' Boys, Hat Creek Burger Company, Wild Fork Foods, McKinney Police Department, and Fast Signs Frisco for their support. For tickets and more information on the Riders, visit RidersBaseball.com. And until next time, go Riders! Let's ride!